song. There's a dumpster way of all the plans. Did I build this ship
to rain? Hello.
Hello?
And I'm here to tell some more.
They're checking the volume on the phone.
Their phone.
Sensory. Meridian response.
I aceify this.
What up, Juggalo? Juggalo. Hi.
Oh, boy, you woke up dumb-dumb.
That was stupid.
Oops. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
I'm like a machine.
What's going on here?
Sit down and shut.
That's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go!
I know it.
I've been having what up to
what?
Ultra humongous.
We saw at least 4
though. Oops.
That can happen. He is in hot water this fourth evening.
No mistake that he was tasing me in my genitalia.
Going bathroom in their driveway is not nice.
Oh, humiliating.
Shut up, though.
He had a control.
There's a punch! A swing!
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Yanked off the air yesterday following the remark.
Well, I don't get they break the ankle.
A bientôt.
I was
offended.
Siegel often draws his head.
Ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Showing up again.
Unfortunately, I had planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the left of the cloth bag.
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
Arts.
I'm not as confident here.
Don't tell him now.
Oh, damn. Right,
I'm in this
crash
apart. Where can I get the marijuana?
Look, I'm about as politically correct as you bring turd in a punch bowl.
Oh, my God. That weird little chewy guy.
Did you vote for me for employee of the month? Doesn't matter.
What? Is this Eva? How you pronounce the word?
Bye to Texas University of Texas. Goodbye to Urge and White, Lord. Good luck to them, the old Texas. Who knows how to fight? Eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord. That is Texas so weird. It sounds like hell. Oh. Out to Texas University. Now for the chicken with the bones. Chicken digga doo. What?
Hey, Jimmy.
Elliott in the morning. Your number for everything. 866-2-ELLIOTT-8235-5468. Hello, class. How are we today?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. Did you get woken up in the middle of the night?
Not too bad.
Was there, how far
at a big thunder clap in Falls Church? Mm-hmm. How far away is that heard? Because the and it pissed me off because it was shake the house right before it woke the whole house up, entire house up, and it because it's 2 minutes before the alarm goes off. God, did that piss me off? But I was so loud, it would have woken up the entire. I don't know how they didn't hear it in New York. Like you would be able how far it travels, but it was maybe as far south as Savannah. It was unbelievably. I literally the entire higher woke up. And normally, like alarms, nobody hears anything. Like my alarm goes off, nobody hears anything. Jackie was up, boat yelling. Oh, dogs really? Started road place. But that has to be heard all over the place. Like that's not you're going to hear that over up and down the entire.
Yeah, I don't think it's that much.
Maybe not Savannah. Maybe Nashville. Well, that far south. I guarantee you, they heard it up. So goddamn blue. And I never wake up from a storm, but man,
sleeping when it's raining.
The
winds in the afternoon were a thing looking as far as just the
rain. Rain in the afternoon? I don't even feel like it rained in the afternoon.
We had two rounds of it.
Oh, rained that much. Oh, wait, here we go.
I've heard at distances is 10 to 12 miles.
No, this
so that
much
wouldn't
further.
Be New York or Savannah.
Did you even cross the state line?
Definitely. But like, I guess these are all the storms that moved out of like Texas, Oklahoma, moved east because I know Louisiana was getting pounded yesterday.
Is that why it's so much cooler too?
It's so nice. Up the East Coast was getting it, and like, well, there was a kid struck by lightning. I saw like Roanoke had flooding, Richmond had flooding, deep up through Philly, New York, into Boston. But who was the there was like some teenager in Richmond who got well, you know what the weird one is there? Like when you get struck by lightning must have, don't you imagine immediately to the ground?
Yeah.
Didn't they say the kid in Richmond was walking? Like
he was
got
punched
hit.
After the incident, taken to the hospital for non-life threatening injuries.
Fine.
Yeah. I mean, that to me is amazing because you think. Remember that guy that we saw with the horrible red?
Was that lad who had the big red mark
that came out of his leg or something?
Walking around, there's no way. Yeah, he had like that big. It looked like he poured like a sauce down his chest.
I don't know how
around
that happened.
Yeah, he was. I mean, they took him to the hospital to be looked at. But I would think that if you get hit by lightning, Diane, they made it sound like the medic showed up. And he was, like, walking around, talking to people, never lost consciousness, was
That's
good to go.
Crazy.
Like, can you get, like, a minor shot? What is that clown?
I think it was an ad for a San Andreas.
Oh. Boy, that movie looks so good. No, like, I feel like everyone gets struck by lightning, they're out. Drops them to the ground, done. Like, you never hear about somebody who gets struck by lightning, and it's like, okay, well, you know what? That hurt a little bit, but I'm good to go.
If he's, like, remembers it.
I think back to, there was the people that have cheated, heard from them or read about them, where they remember it, but that's because they're dead for about 12 minutes. But they're not up walking, buddy.
Did you see that other video? I believe it was going around. It was either
the woman with her teeth
over the weekend.
Teeth?
The cop.
I love the woman with
the strike. The cop that was driving and his dash cam got it.
No, that I didn't
and it,
see.
Like, struck the road right in front of him, like of him, like they slid up. It was crazy.
Did it real? No joke. Although I love watching crying outside.
Why?
Oh, he goes running inside.
Outside.
No. Even a hint of it, like waves. He does not mess around with lightning at all.
What a split in that department because don't others hearing set up cameras to capture?
He'll set up his camera to try to capture the lightning strikes. And then you got Kreider who's like, no, you don't understand.
This cop one.
The one with the teeth, my favorite story.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mark Vasquez was driving his cruiser over the Chutakabufa River in Mississippi.
Known as the Bufu for short.
Cam captured this.
Oh, so just driving along. He's not moving very fast. All right, come on. Holy
isn't that nuts?
Crap. Nib off in the distance. Dude, lightning's no joke.
Wait.
Said he went back to the city and found a chunk of
on.
Concrete that was all singed.
Man, that is no
joke. Yeah, run of them.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
It's by those trees that are off a little bit. Man, how do more people not get struck by lightning? Don't they say your odds are better at winning the lottery than getting struck by light? I can't remember which way it goes.
Other way around.
Other way around. Yeah, it's something like that. Hi, Elliot. Elliot.
This week?
Who's this?
This Brandon.
Hey, what's up, Brandon?
Yeah, I was walking through the Burger King parking lot.
Right, right.
And I'm out of nowhere, it just locked up. My knees locked, my elbows locked, and
dude.
I couldn't let go for about 30 seconds. And when I did, the left side of my I didn't drop to the ground. I could walk around. Everything was fine.
But yeah, and your umbrella definitely got hit by lightning.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let's be flying off of it.
Dude, and you can't let go, right? Like you said, like you tried the thing.
Yeah, it was like every muscle in my body just locked and cramped.
Yeah, that reminds me when we lived in El Paso, we would go to like these neighborhood parties, and they would have like this about this game before where you hold like whole.
We've played something like that in here.
Yeah, no, but that they turn it on and you can't.
That's screaming.
No, it hurt, man.
That was the, I don't know who created it, I don't know what happened to it, but that was the most, terrible,
was awesome.
Yet harmless game. Not harmless, but
I never
like,
got
you
shocked.
Weren't going to die from it.
I never got shocked. Got it.
I got like
line
a minor
six.
Shock.
Line 6 died from it. Line 6.
That game.
Shock Tyler.
The worst is when people ask you what.
Right, well, what do you tell them?
What do you think it felt like? I got struck by lightning.
What? Like, part of me feels like my body would burn. Like, you feel like you got sun.
I just know that the lemon for, like, 2 days. I was on the phone with my friend, and he was like, what was that noise? And I was like, I got struck by lightning. And I ran into the gas and told the Mexican guy that worked there. I was like, yeah, I got struck. And he was like, oh, my God.
Dude, did you go to the hospital?
No.
You didn't call 911?
No, I was, like, 17.
At that point, you're invincible. Yeah, no, I get that.
Being struck by lightning.
There's no. Hey, have you? And is that the only time that you've ever been struck?
Yeah, now I'm real going outside.
No, I was going to say they'll struck you, and your body becomes positive electric, and then you get struck again. So they say.
Yeah, no, I see lightning. I usually
hear. Hey, will you shower during a rainstorm?
But then I what?
Will you if it's thunder and lightning outside?
Oh, yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, a lot of times they say you're supposed to get in the shower, come right through your pipes.
Yeah, no, I never heard that, but no.
Yeah, I've never seen it happen. I just know that they always say that you should. Hey, dude, I appreciate the phone call.
Hi, is me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Jim, man.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Yeah, it was in. Last year, me and my buddy were getting off of work going to cash or pay the bank, and on the bed. And his windshield wipers wouldn't work, and so I went under his paycheck, and as soon as I was laying on top of the hood, and lightning came down, I don't remember going to the ground. I was just standing there, and next thing I know, I'm waking up with somebody standing over, and my arms are like my body, and I was like, oh, what happened? And she was like, you got struck by lightning. I was like, nah.
So, dude, it dropped.
I'm standing right there.
It dropped you and knocked.
Just dropped me to the ground. I don't remember just feeling this buzz in my body, and the rest of the day I was just it was really weird because my body just felt really buzzed the rest of the day. It wasn't even right.
Right.
It was wild.
Did you go to the hospital?
No.
Nah.
What is wrong with these people?
I went and looked up Kroger's number to call the managers and the shopping centers that was in the area.
Right.
To find out if I could get a video of me getting hit by
lightning. Hey, I need surveillance.
The phone was just like, are you serious? I was like, wouldn't you hit by lightning?
You know what? That's a fair point. I would want the surveillance on this video. All right, dude. I appreciate it. You got it, dude. All right. So can I do the one with the teeth story real quick? It has nothing to do with lightning. Nothing to do with lightning. But I feel like over the loops, like remember, I don't know what led to the people who were calling about like taking their own teeth out. And like doing like self dental, all the stories with Jacksonville, who was like just ripping out kids' teeth, and if they were upset, he just slapped them across the face and tell them if they told their parents. So I don't know why I'm just aiming now to like look for dental drops out. Did you see yesterday? She finally had to go in and get her gums looked at because of what she'd been doing to her teeth. Her front teeth right here. These had got knocked out.
The two in the front.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. The two front teeth. So she never went and got them fit in there. How do you think she kept them in?
Scotch tape? I don't know.
I'm going to give it to Tyler. Super glue, but yeah. So she was souped in.
What did that do to her gums?
Well, it started to wear away her gums. So she had to go in and get like some.
I just apply the glue
every day. She'd glue them in there and they would stick. But she would.
That's mine. Sorry.
She would have to glue them in there, and so she would put glue on the teeth and on her. And she jammed her tooth in there and hold it for a little bit.
Not good for you.
Well, no kidding. But it's kind of impressive that that worked for
her. Her lips ever get stuck together?
You hold it like that. You're good to go.
She by the second or third time
to do. Seriously,
I guess
you would
so.
Know what to do in order to keep. There she is. Look at her. That was after or when she went in for the procedure. I mean, they're still jacked up a little bit. She was super gluing her teeth in there for years.
You ever get fingers? It's terrifying.
Yes, and then you're like, oh crap! I'm supposed to take like a paper clip and sort of wedge them apart.
No, you know what you use. What do you take out? And what do you always have in your right pocket?
Have a knife.
That's exactly right. And you just
slice right through the skin.
No. Slowly kind of cut it away. Almost like you're taking the stage. You pull it back a little bit. So it's almost like you're skinning a, it's probably with an animal.
I'm with Tyler. That half of a second when you realize your
terrifying.
Fingers are stuck.
It's terrifying.
Oh,
well, I got to call.
No, people don't call when they get struck. My fingers are stuck together.
Can't dial. No.
Isn't it peanut butter you're supposed to use?
I've never heard that.
I thought
it was warm water.
Going to penetrate that. I think the peanut butter.
The oil?
I don't know what it is. I just think you're supposed to put peanut butter. Peanut butter gets gum out of your hair. Peanut butter will separate your fingers together.
Cut that out.
And peanut butter, what you rub on your legs when you shave. We learned that. I just thought it was peanut butter that you're supposed to use to take your fingers. This woman, though, she was just using her rotted gum line, and that would allow the teeth to come.
Your peanut butter clam.
Of super glue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You got to work it a little bit. Peanut butter get rid of anything, including a little hunger when you get home. That we got to get through today. So let me do this. Break. We'll come back, lay everything out for you next.
Dave and Elliot, for Ellie and Riley Ride, to Arlene Dave Grohl, and Elliot in the Morning, recorded charity motorcycle ride at Brewing Company to RFK Stadium. It's for Foo Fighters' 20th anniversary. You'll get a special rally at breakfast from celebrity chef Steve Menino of Chef Jeff's, plus live music, K with Dave and Elliot, complete with VIP motorcycle parking. Rally and ride tickets go on sale Friday morning through Ticketmaster.com. Already going to the blow? Need a ticket to ride. So get them quick. It all benefits the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. We are Family DC. Elliot's 4th of July Rally and Rock. Okay. Get all the details at facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot in the Morning.
XL102. Weekdays after Elliot's. It's the longest set of commercial-free music in
even the world.
XL102, commercial-free. Interruption.
I'll make a steak.
XL102, Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
What, a lane blocked on 6th between Shannon Hill and the 629 area. And in Dinwiddie on 85, in 650 and 703, we have a collision that has a vehicle over on the left, 95 to 295.
It's brought to you by Ever Ready Service Experts.
Need an air conditioning exit? Right now, can save $50 on a precision tune. Now $89. Ever Ready Service Experts at 866-EXPERTS. For more information, please visit EverReadyServiceExperts.com.
Is the sound of real poured into a measuring cup. Listen to how thick and creamy it is. This is this milk being mixed with flour. This is a mixing bowl symphony. And it's beautiful. This is made from scratch.
The Mile High Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Maplewood Smoked Bacon Pieces. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Dimple. 15,000-free night at over 7,500 Wyndham Rewards hotels. No tricks, just Wyndham. Sign up today at WyndhamRewards.com. You've earned this.
Is your sauna on wheels lately? A refrigerant with hose and gate. Engage Vehicle's air conditioning will keep pumping out cold air through even the hottest summer months. AutoZone today and get in the zone. AutoZone.
Don't miss it. Rockman Lothian this Saturday from 10. It doesn't matter if you're 5 or 7 or 7. Rock on stage with other musicians. Call 419-4925. SchoolofRock.com for more info.
Come together at IHOP for new summer stacks. 3 summer-inspired pancakes like rich and decadent blackberry peach cobbler, sweet and creamy banana pudding, banana blueberry lemonade. Try stacks today. Oh, so affordable and only here for summer. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Switch to Metro PCS today and get a free 4G LTE smartphone. Sales tax. Choose from great phones like the LG Leon LTE. Not only will you get a free smartphone, you'll also get amazing coverage on the 4G LTE T-Mobile network. And since you keep your old phone, you won't run the risk of inheriting some number to deliveries. Good luck with that one. Skip the hassle and carry your number over to MetroPCS for a brand new TE phone on the fast. And as always with MetroPCS, no annual contract. Data, talk, and text, blazing fast network. What's the, so come into MetroPCS today, because there's never been a better time to move MetroPCS.
Instant rebate. Exclusive numbers currently on the coverage and services not available at PCS.com for details and terms and conditions.
So what if someone owned your, you did? It may be premium stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. A free trial to any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.offer details and system limitations.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were until the apartment got robbed in Yasi yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber gone. I guess he'll have to find another adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why Renters helps make it easy to switch it. Renters insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Talk today.
I'm a smoker, and I just found out that I can earn extra cash by participating in research studies at the Consumer Opinion Center. It's easy.
Right now, the Consumer Opinion Center is looking for cigar smokers between the ages of 21 to 54 that smoke wine and other flavor varieties to participate in studies in earn up to $150 with us on our new website, consumeropinion.com.
If you're like me and could use some do what I did, sign up with the Consumer Opinion Center today.
Hard of hearing those guys tell you they can save you all car insurance. Call us today. Nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Now, back to Elliot and Cell 102.
In the studio now. Mama Bear will be in here. Madison and Ruth will be in here. I can't wait for them to get in here. So a couple hours of music from Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. Coming off a couple of shows with Chubby. Also this morning, I have more tickets for you to go see Sun. Keep in mind, that show is completely sold out. So not only will we give you tickets to the show, you will also get to go watch her sound check. Also, I have a ticket for you that will get you into all 4 days of the Firefly Music Festival. A couple weeks from now, June 1st in Dover, Delaware. It's everybody from Paul McCartney, the Cardigans, Lost People, Cage the Elephant, Matt and Kim. So every winter all week, you get all 4 days of the Firefly Music Festival. A lot of stories that we got to get through. Also, we'll get into a little more to Dave and Elliot's 4th of July rally and ride to RFK. We team up with Dave Grohl, a little charity motorcycle ride. If you weren't listening yesterday, that was the big promotional announcement with Dave Grohl. So we'll get into that a little bit. All right, Diane. Some news, please.
Starting with a story out of Germantown, Maryland this morning, after what appears to be a dispute in the parking lot outside of the local Target store at the center. It happened about 7:30 last night, just off North Frederick Road, taken to a local hospital where she died from her injuries. These were in a relationship, according to police. Yesterday, also, a man from Rockville, Maryland, accused of breaking into his next-door neighbor's home, killing them inside their home and then leaving.
Right, taking off in Alaska.
Judge ordered him to be held yesterday after he was put in Maryland. He is now charged with two counts of first-degree murder in the Jody Velardo. According to prosecutors yesterday, Velardo suffered a 42 while his 67-year-old wife was stabbed and cut at least 8 times, according to court documents.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing that came out is they were saying that they believe that they were both sleeping when he broke into the house and then attack. It was nasty.
And so that's why they were obviously fleeing from their life. Found on Mother's Day. Police arresting a Kansas man yesterday who was trying to enter a house with a loaded weapon, according to Wheeler from Atchison, Kansas. Was busted as he entered the Longworth House office building up on Capitol Hill. He was carrying an unloaded Smith & Wesson 9mm handgun without a license, also an unregistered firearm taken into custody. Today, he was arrested for Representative Lindsay. He's working there.
He just lost his lawsuit.
May 18th. I guess it's a suspension, but that's probably going to leave permanent.
Temporary, just the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Is he just like going to gun with them?
I guess so. I mean, you've been there a couple of weeks. You know the protocol. You got to go through security to get into
every
your job.
Day. Yeah. Every day. I take your belt off and everything.
For some Loudoun County students, it doesn't appear that those students at Broad Run High School, you will have to retake the SATs. They found the box.
Oh, I didn't have the SATs.
So remember, this was the one where the confusion took their test on May 2nd, and then they boxed off to the college board.
That's right.
And then they were like, well, the college board never got them, and then UPS is like, well, we never had a tracking number for this. Apparently, they found it yesterday morning at a shipping area inside the school.
Does that back everybody their results and being able to apply to school?
Still sealed. The box was handed it over to the, educational testing services. So it looks like maybe they'll put a rush on it.
Dude, if I tested poorly, I would say my tampered with.
Okay.
So bump me up.
You're going to have to retake the test. You're free to retake the test if you want to.
Don't want to do that. I didn't like taking it the first time.
Of course, everybody talking yesterday about Kate. Now, officially, he will now be referred to as a she. Vanity Fair releasing their cover photo. Yes. And they have a 33-page with it. Lots more pictures, too.
Oh, okay. So I had the little bit that was released with the pictures.
Well, show you everything, that thing. That'll come out, the issue. They also released a video from the interview where she talked about how free
Bruce was always living that life. Yeah, he always had a secret from morning till night. Secrets. Vanity Fair cover comes out. I'm free.
Odds between Caitlyn Jenner and Lange, although I saw some comparing her to Cindy Crawford yesterday.
Okay. I wouldn't go that far. The ears are good, though.
Yeah.
The little bit of the...
She also record reaching 1 million Twitter followers in 4 hours and 3 minutes. Previous record that was held by President Obama. Also been announced that she will be honored at this year's ESPYs with the Arthur Ashe. The Call Me Caitlyn issue again on June the 9th. Levi's trying something different, teaming up with Google to make a new type of jeans with touch. So eventually you're just going to be able to like swipe your leg to answer a phone call or go through your phone.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I like that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. It's probably going to be a nightmare. But that's because I'm just going to walk down to this to people.
Oh, they only...
Their phone for them. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I'll activate all kinds of stuff. That's pretty cool, though.
God knows what'll happen through time.
That's not bad.
And King on a 24... spin-off with a new lead character. It is possible for Sutherland's character would make appearances, but at this point it sounds like that would be more of a cameo thing for him. For Jack in Chicago, named Tremeka as a kid, and she ended up getting pregnant when she is still graduating high school this week as valedictorian. She is actually going to college, Western Illinois University, one of the that accepted her, gotten over 600.
She applied to 26 and got accepted to 26?
Yes, she's also gotten over $600,000 in scholarships.
God.
She managed to get almost straight A's while she was working at a grocery store.
That's a lot of bottom.
So she was working at a grocery store. She was on the cheerleading squad. She was a member of the National Honor Society. She had other duties. She says she was able to stay motivated because of her little girl. And she end up as a dick. Now she wants to go get her PhD in social work.
Dude, so she got accepted to 20. That's a ton of money, though.
That's what you're coming. How about that she was homeless and a mother, and now she's valedictorian and going on to college?
The story's great. Don't get me wrong. Good for her.
How much is a college application fee these days?
I remember. I don't think we had to pay, but you had to apply. I just think you showed up. He never left. Yeah, no, I have no idea. I have no clue. How much was it at the mount to apply?
Okay.
Oh, that's it?
$35.
I think
hundreds of $100.
No, not hundred. When I was applying to school.
Oh, really? Yeah, for some reason in my mind it's $300. I mean, again, I have what HBU was. Yes, Kaylee?
Nice.
Wait, if you visit the mount, they waive the fee? A lot of schools do that? Georgetown do that?
No.
HBU, because they know once you visit, you would never apply.
No.
We want you to come to us. Don't visit it beforehand. We've posted.
Up until then.
Do not visit the school.
They've got all the shiny lights.
Come here.
It's a nice campus.
No, not really.
Redskins saying that
Georgia... I don't know. Do you like trash?
It sounds like it's at a garbage dump.
The school's hard. Although they used to all you have football now.
And saying that tight end Jordan Reed will miss the rest of the offseason training activities are on his knee. Sat out last week's workouts, and they said his knee was still Gruden, saying that he underwent the procedure and will now be out, but should be ready. Camp. Other Redskins news, for the third time in 6 years, the team has removed seats from FedEx Field.
I think they pulled out close to, because the biggest stadium in the NFL, 1,000 seats.
Oh, people will their tickets away.
Waiting list, 200,000 long, so they've ripped out. They're now under 80,000 seats. I think it's like it's about 6,000 seats.
Nope. Nationals and Blue Jays got rained out last night. Obviously, with the heavy schedule today, you'll get a day. First game's at 1 and 1, and then the night. Jordan Zimmermann pitching the early game, and then Max Scherzer
goes to the late game, right.
Elsewhere around the league, Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers beating 11-4. He had three hits with a double and two singles to go along with a...
No, Kershaw, not known for bad. He gave up five hits throughout the course of the game. I had that on for a little bit. He was on fire last night.
The Yankees got a grand slam from Mark Teixeira to beat the Mariners 7-2.
That a boy.
Orioles fell to Houston 5-2. They'll play again tonight in Houston. Also, it looks like the Bulls get their coach. They have hired Fred Hoiberg. It's 5 years, $25 million, and the official announcement.
Yeah, I guess he just had open heart surgery to replace a valve about a month ago. Rush him, and we don't want to pressure him, but we need to get this moving. So they went kind of slow, but yeah, he'll be officially introduced today.
This time yesterday morning, NASA drivers that got out of their vehicles in Dover over the weekend, your Truck Series driver got out after a collision. Same thing for Sprint Cup driver Trevor Bain. Both drivers talked to some sort of punishment.
Tuesday, NASCAR penalty day.
Expected to be handed down today. Adam Scott in golf news, splitting from his nukes, going back to his, at least for now, joining him for the U.S. Open, British Open, Stone Invitation, a championship. He says he had to talk Steve Williams out of retirement for the next 3 months. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's not
open. Serena Williams dropping the first set, but rebounded to beat Sloane Stephens in Maripova, losing 2011, will not be playing in the final.
That's unreal. That's unbelievable.
And then off Gael Monfils to advance to the quarterfinals. Andy Murray was also a winner yesterday. That's a look at news.
XL1. Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure. In the morning.
I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked that outfit for you. And here's...
Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium fresh coffee for only $3 at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
They got your back. Like when you get a Coca-Cola from McDonald's.
And then you realize it's just a dollar.
Or when they tell you to get one more Coke for the lady in line behind you.
And then,
number.
Your taste buds deserve a bro.
But since they don't have hands, a sip of Coke from the next best thing.
Isn't it time you bud some love? Enjoy any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea from McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Richmond's number one morning. The morning on XL Woo.
To Elliot, 866-235-5468. Time winners, you're on your way to see of Monsters and Men. Keeps don't go on sale until this weekend. All this winter before you can buy them.
to Elliot, 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the morning.
XL102. Traffic running slow in Woody on 8 Route 650 at 7. We have a vision that currently has your left lane blocked on 64 and Goochland eastbound. Watch for collision with vehicles. 64 eastbound between Shannon Hill and the 629 area.
Do you know a dog trainer?
A landscaper?
A math tutor?
Do you house painter? Living room taupe?
No taupe. Thumbtack new, the perfect pro to dog train bow.
Make bow. Every under the sun to take you from to done.
If you hire skilled professionals to accomplish anything, just answer a few questions about what you need. Send you quotes from the best. Yeah. It's never been easier to tackle your personal projects. What your Thumbtack knows a guy. A lot of these guys are actually women, but you get the idea. Oh, and Thumbtack is always looking for more skilled professionals. So if that's you, check them out. Thumbtack.com to get started.
Hello, this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool.
Yeah, Name Your Price tool really lays it all out. All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place. See?
If it fits your budget with the nameyourprice.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
The insurance company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Flo, and good acceptance speech. I had no idea. Okay. I'd like to thank the Progressive discounts that got me here. Full multi-policy. This is a big moment. And did I mention that I'm surprised?
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive.
Oh, and I want to thank my agent and all my discounts agents because we all have the same agent. Don't start the music!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in situations.
Wendy's presents Red in What's Her Dill?
You guys, this crispy dill chicken sandwich from Wendy's is awesome. Mm. Yeah. For $49, which is like a pretty great dill. And like, I love that it's crispy dill.
Yes, $1.49. It's a great deal on both.
Sounds like we all love dill.
Dill.
Pickles.
Totally.
Exactly.
Wendy's new crispy dill chicken piled with meat, zingy, or dill sauce for just $1.49.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's, participation may vary.
Hey, Richmond. Looking for beer that is well-balanced with complex flavors? Flavors and Grove Brewing Company is dedicated to brewing, ensuring quality and breaking barriers, crafting wine-like Belgians, oyster-style saisons. Or Garden Grove can help educate you and your top of historic character on weekends. Come and discover Virginia's 100th brewery today. For more info, visit GardenGroveBrewing.com. That's Garden Grove.
Morning, welcome to Burger King. Try saying croissant-witch. Now say muffin. No, that's boring.
Get two croissant sandwich only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Better time to get your hands on a Ryobi. During Ryobi Days at the Home Depot, there's been special buys on the tool next project. And because all our 18-volt batteries run every 18-volt tool we've made, you're buying into a trusted system for a lifetime. Ryobi One Plus, the one system that delivers Home Depot. Now, get a real kit for only $99. Offer valid through June, U.S. only. See store for details.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning.
Time winners, I need you now, please. Hi, Elliot in the Morning. Hello? Hey, who's this? Hey, what's going on, dude?
Oh, not much. How are you?
I am doing, and what'd you end up doing?
I was actually hanging out with my girlfriend that came down from New York.
Good for you. Good for you. We'll snuggle up. Good for you. Hey, Kate, can I ask you something real quick while I head on? Have you ever taken Xanax?
A Xanax? No.
Yeah, no, I haven't either. Is there a...
I think you would know if you did.
No, I feel like I would, but, like, what is Xanax?
Like, what would, like, what runs equal to, why do I take Xanax? If I'm on Xanax, why am I taking, so it's anxiety, I don't have any of that. All right, I need to find somebody. No problem. Hey, hold tight 1 second to go see Of Monsters and Men, all right?
All right.
You got it, dude. Hold on 1 second,
please. Would it be like a Valium?
I've taken Valium, but I don't recall it being like Quaaludes back in the day.
Different.
So that's completely different than Xanax.
Quaaludes?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Because Quaaludes,
they tell you to take Quaaludes for...
No, they just tell you to take them.
Okay.
And they is usually like Lander.
That guy.
But that you just melt into a couch. What am I taking Xanax for?
Isn't that one of the ones that people will take on a flight?
Well, come from a flight, like, so that might make sense.
If Bert didn't have to drink before he got on a flight, would Zill...
I was just going to ask, he does when he flies.
Yeah.
Oh, then how has this never happened?
Is it?
There's this guy, I've never heard of the guy before, but I guess he's on in London. And on a flight, and he Xanax while he was on the plane.
Yeah.
And it was from somewhere to Vegas. It was flying. But he was flying from somewhere to Vegas. Hold on, I'll get it real quick. And yet, his name is, I think it's Matt Pritchard. Anyway, he was on a flight and he was taking Xanax. I would assume with most things they tell you that you should take Xanax and drink while you're doing that.
They tell you, like, all prescription drugs.
Kreischer takes Xanax and he drinks on a flight.
Well, he's special.
Did you see this Pritchard guy got?
No.
Oh, he's on this plane. He gets completely messed up from taking Xanax and strips off all of his clothes. So now he's naked. And when I say naked, he is completely naked on the plane. Like, he is standing up on the seat. What's wrong?
I just saw a picture. Sure.
And not only is he naked while he was on the plane, he got on the feet of Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren looks
big. You know what's weird? I've seen this guy naked. I've also seen Dolph Lundgren naked. I've seen Dolph Lundgren. Dude, could you imagine this in front of your plane, messed up on Xanax and liquor?
No,
100%.
More calming.
Is naked.
That he's covered in tattoos also.
No. That's the feeling of like, this guy won't go.
If he was like, not covered in tattoos.
Oh yeah, no, his arms, his chest,
I'd still
his
be calling him by.
But is that, I don't know why. You figure the number of people that take Xanax has got to be high.
Yeah, I feel like when there's places before, on flights, there were plenty of people who were taking a Xanax.
Who took Xanax on a flight?
A bunch of people take them when we went to South Africa.
I was thinking of moonshine.
That guy did take his own bottle. He took his mom and a bottle of
Xanax on that flight.
Did she took something? It is. But didn't she bring something? Wasn't she trying to hand out pills to people?
That's quite the allegation.
No, it is. That's why I don't want somebody on that flight that was handing out pills.
We all ate Subway together. I remember that. Or pills and people.
But was that, maybe it was just sleeping pills. That's the old backpedal.
Uh-huh.
Of maybe it was, no, it was definitely.
Over the counter.
But somebody was passing on that flight.
I remember that. I don't know if it was her.
But is that, like, you'll hear, like, I feel like you hear a million stories of like, oh, I took Ambien and then, like, people end up driving. Is Xanax as bad? This dude took off clothes on a plane. By the way, he doesn't remember it. Took off all of his Ambien on seats and took a piss on Dolph.
Crazy stuff on Ambien.
No, that's what I'm saying. You hear that all the time. You never hear anything about Xanax. Where am I, Kaylee? All these people take Xanax? No kidding. Holy crap. Holy crap. Hey, in the morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
This is Teresa.
Hey, what's up, Teresa?
So I take Xanax for extra anxiety attacks. I can definitely see that happening if you mix it with enough wine or if you take enough Ambien. You should take Ambien directed.
So wait a minute. And Ambien?
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Xanax. I just said the wrong one. No, I can't take. I did hallucinate on Ambien.
Right.
No, it's like if you take the right dose the way you're supposed to and you don't mix it with anything, seriously, it's like having a glass of wine.
No, so just off.
It just takes the edge off. Feeling.
Do you get foggy headed at all? Like, you're still cool, sharp as a tack.
Oh, completely. I no longer want to cry or whatever the anxiety
sure.
is about.
Sure, I get that. I feel like you mentioned early in that sometimes you'll take it with wine.
No.
Oh, it's wine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't mess around with that, but spinning you out.
Yeah, it just chills you out. I like it. It's do this, that, and the other thing. I can't drink much.
Right.
It's a glass of wine whenever I want it. But I have half a Xanax whenever I want it.
Right. Do you ever up that and take a whole Xanax?
I usually don't need to, so no.
Good for you. All right.
People who need them, they're really good.
So right.
High off them, they're probably really good for that, too.
Right. Well, this dude took off all his clothes and took a piss right in the middle of an airplane.
On Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, I take that as a warning sign and keep my regimen.
Yeah, no, you appreciate the phone call. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, thanks, bye.
Tyler, would you be more concerned? So you're this guy here with this guy with Pritchard standing messed up right in front of you.
So this guy is about two rows separated?
Yeah, but he's right there. Or concerned if you're this guy and he's climbing on your seat.
Yeah, I'm more concerned with him above me, naked.
Line 6. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
This is John.
Hey, what's up, John?
First off, I'm on Xanax right now.
Oh, dude, you sound awesome.
I'm telling you, you can take the, you know, the doctor 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram.
5, 1, or 2?
Yeah, 0.5, 1, or 2.
Right.
I mean, I don't see what happened as probably being just Xanax. I mean, I've mixed Xanax with wine. I've taken more than I'm prescribed. It's all like you said before. It's all the same family.
Damn it. You're breaking up. That or you're speaking weird. One of the two. Hold tight. 1 second. Hold on. 1 second for me. Line 7.
Hey, what's up, Ellie? How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I take Xanax every single day.
Are you 0.5, 1, or 2?
I'm 0.5.
0.5. So you're LD.
Yeah.
And do you take it in the morning or at night? Night.
Take one in the morning and one at night.
Oh.
And I sometimes my doctor tells me to take having some of my some of the stuff that happened over there I still kicked back to me and sometimes I'll have problems.
Right, so he'll check out that going on, then bump it up a little bit. Tell you not to drink while you're taking Xanax.
He said don't drink at all because it will mess you up really bad.
Really, like this dude took a piss right on the plane
and had a pillow.
Yeah. I didn't see the pillow fight.
Yes.
He took a pillow, started going after people. So take the prescribed amount and just even go.
Absolutely.
Do you need it to help sleep?
Not usually. It's just something to help me mellow, keep me my mind focused. Just
right. I got to tell you,
well, now you want to try it.
Sounds awesome. No, I'm telling you, the last. Hey, thank you for the last time that they were trying to get rid of like just a big Valium. Oh my God, it was.
Did you not drink with it?
No, they did, so I'm not drinking while I'm sleeping.
Well, you usually like to have a big tumbler of Jack.
And then I would take a Valium and I'd go to sleep.
Right.
Yeah, but I wasn't...
So you didn't get to enjoy the...
No, I wasn't drinking while I was sleeping. Plus, it was a really low dose of Valium. It was just enough to kind of knock me out. Now, it's up. Because my head hurt. Line 5? How is this never... Right.
Maybe he doesn't mix the alcohol with the Xanax.
Okay, but we know he drinks on every plane. We've talked to him while he's getting onto the plane and drinking. So you think he's...
Change it up a little bit. He's not drinking.
So maybe he split the two.
Maybe, I don't know. We'll find out in a couple
of
weeks.
And he's in the midst of a cleanse.
What'd you say, Kaylee? Line 5? When is Kreischer in? Is he coming in a couple? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Straight from a flight.
Oh, God.
Love it.
Oh, boy.
Best mornings.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Richie from Houston.
Hey, what's going on, Richie? Where are you calling me from? Oh, very good.
I talked to you before about Kalachis and everything. I can't believe you've never heard about Xanax before.
No, I've heard of it. I've never told anybody that's on. Well, apparently I know a lot of people Xanax, but no, I've never been on Xanax.
Man, like since I was old, like that's been like one of the big ones. Like it's bigger than Adderall.
Is it really?
And you will be surprised how stupid people act on this. Like, man, it's crazy. You know, some people like you get a tolerance, but. I've been at, and I've seen people like just do the most like there's this for example this dude straight up pee hallway in front of the principal's office like just because he was too barred out and I mean I'm not lying to you like it's a legit pill you know like you feel good but it is from like you'll seriously like
my friends.
Stop cussing, dude. You got to stop cussing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, rules are much different here than in Houston. Hey, but let me ask you, like you'll hear people who like are on ambulance, just go for a drive and have no idea that they were in the car.
Yeah, that's exactly. My friend leaned into those, and he took his mother's Excursion when he was on about six of them. Yeah, he was. He woke up in the morning. His morning, his mom was mad. He stole money from her. His her car was completely crashed about the time he woke up in the morning. No, I took your car.
Holy crap, dude.
Yeah, they're no joke, but like back then it used to be like you used to be able to get bucks, and like now they're seriously like $6 a piece down here.
Really?
So illegally.
So is that is that like a big hill that gets just kind of dealt around?
Oh yeah, it's like now they actually bootleg because they're so hard to get, and like they're called pressed, you know, like the legit like
crime
through like pill pressing things, and it's a really big business down here in Texas, like for people to like.
Hey, let me ask you this: are you getting nailed by all the floods?
We still had to come to work every day, but it was really bad. We go kayaking all the time. Kayaking last weekend, we were jumping off bridges, and I had no idea where it was until I hit that water. But it got pretty bad down here.
I was seeing all the pictures and talking to some friends down there. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call.
All right, man. I'll keep it up.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
This is me.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is me.
Oh, hey. What's going on, dude?
Not a whole lot. Hey, just a fair warning. Do not drink Xanax with alcohol. It's an instant.
I mean, don't take Xanax with us.
No, you'll black out because I'm prescribed the Xanax for fear of flying. Fly to California for like. I took that because I hate flying, and the turbulence hit pretty much, and I just decided to get drunk on the plane, and I don't even remember me getting off the plane or nothing.
Oh, my.
Because your spinal cord will just pretty much act effed up, and you're done.
How'd you get off the plane?
I don't even remember.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know, but I remember, like, T.S. looking at me and my sister's just like, are you okay? That's all. I'm just like, good.
Oh, my good. God. So you land in California. You're a complete idea. No idea what's going on, but you still match where you were going?
Yeah, like, you're down. You black out, but either way, like, you're not. Like, people, like, saying they piss themselves up. That's... But if you mix alcohol, it's just boom. But taking Xanax is like being drunk. Grabbed to a high dosage.
I gotcha. So it seems like it's so buddy peed against the wall by the principal's office. You're telling me people just pissed on the plane, took off all his clothes and took a piss. It seems like you take Xanax, you tend to want to pee a lot.
I can't control anything.
So you just go. Man, that is unreal.
Yeah, if you drink a lot, your nerves skyrocket.
I gotcha. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
All right, have a good one.
Talk to you later. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
I'm not actually.
Oh, okay. Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
I had a pee story on Xanax, actually.
I'm sorry, wait, you had a what on Xanax?
A pee
story. Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
I took a Xanax before going out with my friends.
Right.
Well, we ended up just doing that to the house. And I guess I drank too much. I was bored. And when I went to the bathroom, didn't pull my pants down and sat down on the toilet. But yeah. And then I proceeded to go to her parents' room. Luckily, they're out of town. So I sat on the bedroom. Don't drink and take Ambien. It was an embarrassing story.
Right. Or Xanax, you mean. Don't drink and take Xanax. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Either or.
It's a whole other issue. All right, very good. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Bye. Man,
that is awesome. So that's your everybody if you're on Xanax.
We'll have to ask Kreischer about that.
That is the, or if he comes in straight from the flight, we'll know exactly what happened.
Asserting that seems like the thing that often
is they
the inability to distinguish between drugs.
Yeah, a little bit. It's all the same thing. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Yeah, hi, who's this? Hey, what's up, Crystal?
Not much. Of course I have Xanax stories.
Oh, of course you do.
I was actually prescribed Xanax or clonopin or clonazepam.
Right.
I had anxiety really bad from the time I was like 19. I definitely toilet paper in a movie theater and passed out in my friend's yard one night.
Movie?
Definitely toilet paper my car the next morning, though. It is like that, though. Like, handle it. Like, and everybody's kind of different, and they build a tolerance to it. So some people that have no tolerance to it, you can count.
Right.
And not remember anything. I didn't hear the whole story about the guy on the plane, but I definitely believe that can happen.
Yeah, no, he just goes and took a big piss on Dolph Lundgren.
I wish I was on that plane. That would have been the most awesome thing ever.
I'll give you that. Take the phone call. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
You got it. We'll talk to you later. All right, let's do, please, 866 to Elliot. 866-235-548. Any good stories from yesterday, last night? It doesn't matter to me. To Elliot, 866-235-5468.
Dave and Eli rally and ride to RFK. Join Dave Grohl and Elliot in the morning for an escorted charity from DCDC Brow Brewing Company, Stadium. It's Foo Fighters' 20th blowout. You'll get a special t-shirt, breakfast from celebrity chef Steve Menino of Chef Jeff Jeff's, the ride to RFK with Dave Dick, complete with VIP motorcycle parking. Rally and ride tickets go on sale Friday morning through Ticketmaster.com. You'll need a ticket to ride. Limited, so get them quick. It's the National Center for Missing and Exploited. We are Family DC. Dave and Elliot's 4th of July Rally and Ride to RFK. Details at Facebook.online. And Elliot. This is XO102. Richmond's alternative.
Watch more collision in Dinwiddie on it's between Route 650 and 7 as your left lane blocked. No more drive in 64 crash Williamsburg Road west of Laburnum at Clockner Drive.
Do not worry. I am here to protect you. No longer will you be slowed down. You'll be free to do what you were made to do. It's at maximum power.
Big. Can you just pour the oil in instead of making it talk to the engine?
Yes, I can. Say goodbye.
5 quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and a Fram extra guard oil filter for 22 tails in store.
The sound of real buttermilk drink cup. Let's see how creamy it is. This is the sound of real buttermilk power. This is a mixing bowl symphony. And it's beautiful. This is made from scratch.
The Mile Cheese Biscuit with thick cuts, only at Hardee's.
When my girlfriend of 2 years asked me what my 5-year plan was, I should have known to include her in it. I did not. Now I know. Just like I really should have known that GEICO has been saving people for over 75 years. 75 years! I had no idea they'd been around that long. Right here in Richmond. Now I know. And now you know. And now I'm single. Know anyone?
Spreading over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that it's been around for over 75 years, another little secret. GEICO RV and boat coverage, and they offer special military and federal discounts. And the GEICO Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. But this is no secret. Tell someone. Tell the worst secret keeper ever. Stir that a middle school rumor.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy more at your local office.
Please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of the most advanced e-cigarette are free starter kits to kids smokers who call 10 minutes. Valued at $99, kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit for the next 10 minutes, 1-800-661-2923. The revolutionary design creates only water vapor and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and when. Even better, you could also save yourself hundreds of dollars a month with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits for the smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is the offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-600-2923. 1-800-661-2923.
I'm a smoker, and I get extra cash by participating in research from our opinion center. It's easy.
and I get paid quickly.
Right now, the Consumer Opinion Center is looking for cigar smokers between the ages of 21 to 50, wine and other flavor varieties to participate in studies in June. You could earn up to $150. And now register with us on ConsumerOpinionCenter.com.
If you're like me and could use some extra cash, do what I did. Sign up with the Consumer Opinion Center today.
New Summer Stacks. Three summer-inspired pancakes like rich and decadent blackberry peach cobbler, sweet and creamy banana pudding, and summery fresh IHOP's new Summer Stacks today. Oh, so affordable and only here for summer. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Come party with the best at Sal Week to Party Party. Tuesday, June 9th, 5 p.m. at Hardywood Craft Richmond's Best Bands, Best Brews. And tickets available at Style Weekly. Style Weekly's Best of Richmond Hardy Party, June 9th, presented by James River Heating after Joe Niam to Cosmetic Facial Surgery. For more details, go online to /best ticket.
102 with another.
Backstage at Big Field Archive, Robert DeLonge. My whole day seeing those fantastic sunglasses you have on. They're very like ET.
Think of them as like Elton John meets Cyberpunk.
Get more at BigFieldDay.com. From the top of the Elliott, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, Richmond, Elliott in the Morning.
Every morning it's a mess, but I don't care. No makeup on, shining so bright. My old Chevy fits so right. Dancing around to the radio. No words that you don't know, cause I'm finding an angel off my lid. And it don't get no better than
Elliott in the morning. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, you're going to get your tickets to go see Mumford & Sons. Keep in mind, that show is sold out. But I will give you tickets to go to the show. I'll do into sound check. Sound check goes like the last sound check we did with Mumford & Sons. It's awesome. They put on an entire show for you. It's great. I don't mean an entire 2-hour concert. But they do it nice. They do themselves a so anyway, I will give you tickets to the if you get passes to go to the sound check. 2 hours from now, Madison Ward and the Mama Bear, they will be in here with us. We'll get some live music this morning. Right now, though, I do need some follow-up phone calls. 866-2-Elliott. 866-235-3554. Oh, you know what I should have mentioned to the guy who called from Houston? They were going around yesterday, because now they're having like all the kind of now that's over, but like the water is starting to recede a bit in Houston. Do you see all of the that have now surfaced?
Is it nasty?
I deal with earthworms.
In a second.
Which is what they're also dealing with.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's all the earthworms are big balls. It looks like, honestly, it just looks like a bunch of string that's tied up. But no, where's the guy who was, there's a video of the dude just like walking into a store. I think it's in Texas, where he's like walking into a store, but he's like texting on his phone. So he's like,
ow.
And that snake bites his leg.
Yeah.
But you see him like on store surveillance video. Those things. Dude, that's in that guy's tire. There's two of them in there.
There are thousands.
Holy crap.
The Bachelorette last night.
You know what? I didn't see. Actually, that's not true. I saw the sumo wrestling, and I saw where the healer got very, very, he's a lover and not a fighter, and he doesn't like that last week was boxing and now sumo wrestling. He doesn't want difficult things. Don't know what happened.
He's kind of crazy.
Yeah, he showed up with a black eye.
Get where he's coming from. I do. The dates have been too physical for me.
Last week in a boxing match.
Love it.
Then
these are young in shape to compete. They're complete tasks, right?
Diane only wants her suitors to compete.
Okay, but they're beating them. I didn't see the boxing match. I did see the clip of the dude who got pummeled in the head. Like, when they were going after like sumo wrestlers,
yeah,
where they had to keep pixelizing everybody's ass, but when they
pop out.
I didn't see. Tyler?
Yeah, the kid from Kentucky.
Well, that happens. But into the sumo wrestler, and then like the sumo wrestler would just kind of push him out of the circle.
Yeah.
But then I saw a clip where it looked like they were like wrestling against each other. And, I mean, listen, those guys are in, there's a lot of adrenaline going. You want to win Caitlin's affection. So you're going to start blasting.
Clint, you wrestled in college.
Did he keep saying that over and over and over again?
No, he kicked ass.
Oh, did he really? Did he?
He put in skills to the
serious was it wrestling good, though? Event. I didn't see last night at all.
That's not the highlight of.
Oh, what was
it involved Clint?
She was making out with dudes left and right, like hardcore going at it.
Yeah. That's why Love Man was so upset.
Anyway, you have the worms and then you have all the snakes, and the dude is popping into the store, where he just steps on, pops up and bites him right on the leg. Another video I watched yesterday. There's two events. There's scenes that I like to watch on video. Bulls I love.
Yeah.
Running with bulls are great. Occasionally, although not as much now, but I do like the Tomatina Festival's video.
Yeah.
The third name of it, but it just took place, where they throw that big roll of cheese down there. Everybody chases it. Does it happen? I can't remember what it's called, like Ermenthaler or something like that. That's probably not right. It's just that big base, and they roll it down the hill, and everybody chases after it, and they just crash the entire way down the hill. So that's watched a video of that. Just watched a video of that yesterday. It is so good, so good, so. Where am I going? Line two.
Morning. How are you, Elliot?
I am doing well, sir. How are you? You?
I am good. Good for you. One, I have a friend of mine in Dallas, Texas.
Yes, sir.
And she's a ranch, and her cousin might use the bathroom.
No.
And there was a snake coming out of the toilet.
Holy crap.
Worst nightmare.
Holy crap. I even know what I would do.
With a water moccasin, and there was a 6-foot water moccasin in her pool.
Dude, water moccasin's no joke. Water moccasin will take you dead.
Exactly.
We lived briefly in Savannah for 6 months. That's all you would hear about is sins. And if you got any like hell. And get that F away from Mike and just haul ass. Good water moccasin will kill you.
Whatever, Ben Z.
Okay, I didn't see it, Tyler, episode. Could you imagine, though, in the foggy anyway? What? You go piss? Yeah, no, it's scared. 6 foot one was in the pool. 6 foot one was in the pool. But even like if I walked out to, hey, thanks for the thing you had for me.
Well, how are you on going out and just having a loving and getting married and family?
You know, it depends. I have no problem with it. I mean, I don't care what two people do. I gotta be honest.
No, but what if one of your boys did that? That would kill you.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, I do want to dance.
Exactly.
Say that.
No.
And then say that you'd be fine with them eloping. You wouldn't be.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, I want to know why. I would want to know why they did it. Like, for example, I didn't elope. Nope. But if I would, it would feel bad, like this winter, or who I'm very close with, or like some friends. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But I could see eloping because I don't want to involve my mom or tell my no. And by the way, the only reason that my mom was there was because I felt obligated to be there. I didn't want her there.
Of course, you suffer through one so you can have the rest.
Exactly. Yeah. Why did you elope?
Yeah, I knew a girl for 2 months. And we decided to go ahead and just get to do it and get married.
You haven't told any.
I told my family. How do you think?
Not well. Not well. Why did you tell them though? Let me take that back. Not why did you tell them? I mean, you should tell your family you're married. What was the reason that you told them of why you like even just like a smooth thing?
Yeah, well, Memorial Day weekend and let's go ahead and do it, get married, and all my family is out of town doing things, and we just decided to go ahead and do it. Got everything, and we had some, and we did it.
Everybody else was out of town. Well, you guys were at that soccer tournament. Tournament's
what
not
was I
my fault.
Do? What did? How's her family?
Her family? They're happy for us.
So they didn't care that they had no idea that she was getting married.
No.
Nope. Yeah. Although, like, you know what? Well, crap. I mean, I don't know what my relationship will be like with my kids when they get older. But if I had a crappy relationship like I have with my mom, I'd be like, I get it. I mean, it would still. Although my mom wouldn't understand. But
of course it would.
It would bum me out.
You don't have to have like a big to-do to be there.
There is one part of me though that would be okay with it.
Okay.
From the expense part of it. Let me ask you this. You've known this girl for 2 months?
Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that you guys will make 5 years?
5 years?
Yeah. An 8. You know what? What? Good
pretty
for
good.
You. Myself. Good for good and for you.
You, Jackie, for years.
I know when that calms down with the parents. All right, dude?
Hi, man.
All right, bro. We'll talk to you later. Yeah, that'd be rough. Unless I didn't like the girl, I think I'd also be fine with it.
What did Jake Johansson say the other week? How is, are you still with your wife?
No, that's right.
That's the new greeting. You and your wife still again? Yeah.
Over it. It's your kid.
That'd be tough to get over.
No, come on.
I really would be.
What if the answer was because of her?
Unacceptable.
How many bearing on his family?
Yeah. Well, we decided together we weren't going to tell our families. We thought it would be unfair. It's a way to get comfortable with it.
Well,
I
would
be happy at first because I'm going to miss my father-son dance, but the...
You just make him do it.
The wedding not too long ago where the douche with daughter instead of had the their first date. That was awesome. No, like they went out on the dance floor to have like the father-daughter dance.
Yeah.
And they broke out a pair of gloves. Like they were throwing a base. Awesome.
Can name a couple weddings that won't be happening at.
The, line, except it would be like floor hockey. But that would be awesome.
Yes.
That reminds me. Did you fall? You guys
were
throwing the baseball to each other at the wedding.
Oh.
Did you see all the crap
and Diane
that you
did.
You know who Giancarlo Stanton is, right? Dude who plays for the Marlins, he got hit in the face with he kills baseball.
Right.
Crushes baseballs. I think he just jacked one the other week, 400. Did you see he's in right now?
What? What do you mean?
Oh, people.
Why has he put on a ton of weight?
No, it's how he's eating.
Oh.
And he because he's supposed to eat a Kit Kat.
So he unfolds the wrapper around it?
No, he unfolds the wrapper, but he doesn't break them in reverse.
I see.
He's on the whole thing.
And that's a controversy.
It's not a controversy. People are going after him and going, you realize you live in a society.
Who cares?
You eating a Kit Kat like that?
I mean, it's odd.
By the way, doesn't it look funny?
Yeah, it does.
I swear to God, I've never seen one like that.
The deadspin has been hit. Dan eats Kit Kats like a monster. So where was this photo taken? Is that an airplane?
It looked on a plane. Yeah, I guess it was for coming back from somewhere. But he and you, he's getting hurt for the way that this animal
calling to put him in a training.
Well, no, to act like a civilized human being.
Eat
and
it right.
Join society to cat the way it's supposed to be. That doesn't look odd to you?
Of course it does. Nobody eats a Kit Kat.
Ben does, and you know what? He's taking crap for it.
Right. It is ridiculous, I get it.
Yes, that's it. Swear to God, if Jackie had like that, I'd say something to her.
Well, you'd say something, but it's not like you're going to divorce her.
Yeah.
All right, that's one.
I would never married her.
Oh, if she would have, if I got down on a knee stage and she was like, oh, hold on. Whoa, ring. Don't you agree, though? It looks animalistic.
I'm trying to think of what would be another example with candy.
The only thing I can think of is Twix.
Right.
And you still separate the two. You don't eat Twix as two.
But there's more leeway.
Yeah, no, that is true.
This is reprehensible.
This is disgusting. What this man is doing is disgusting.
I'm glad I didn't see that yesterday. I would have thrown my day for a loop.
They're off putting a foot to an animal.
Oh, come on.
More people kick puppies. They do.
You're right with.
Then eat a Kit Kat.
Another person than Giancarlo Stanton that eats a Kit Kat. Biting time. Look at the bite he took out of that and the odd smile while he's doing it. Just give me one person eats like that. And you know what? I'll send the both of them away together. Other major leaguers, him, Giancarlo.
I'm not going to play in that park.
You're hurting civilization. Hi, Elliot. The morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, I eat Kit Kats like that all the time.
Get off the phone. Get off my phone.
What's wrong with
to be broken into four individuals of Kit Kats? You don't just bite into the thing like that.
Hey, man, we're going to eat the way, you're hungry. You're going to eat the way you want to eat it, people.
I am always hungry, and I have never in my life even thought about eating a Kit Kat that way.
Yeah, try it.
I don't need to try to eat a Kit Kat like that to think that I'm missing out on something. I'm with Tyler, though. Hey, clown.
Get off my show!
What is another scenario you can't? It's not just going against the grain. This is going against the world.
No, going against people who use a fork a lot. Fork and a knife for pizza.
More people do that. I only know one animal. Well, now it's some guy on the phone. But for example,
Candy World? Because Ryan on Twitter has a good example.
Let me just say this. You put me down in the middle of China, and I don't speak Chinese, a Chinese dude doesn't speak English, and you Kit Kat, I guarantee you, I don't care what custom you are, I don't care what language you speak, I don't care what belief you two of us would unwrap our Kit Kat, break them into four, and eat them. That's just how the world
exists. Asian Kit Kat?
Not like, yeah, that wasabi one, we got we got those. I guarantee you, they split them in half. I don't know where Giancarlo is from. But I'll tell you what. I don't. Those people are out of control. Trust them. What's the out of the candy world?
Ryan says, "How about people who don't peel their string
cheese?"
I usually don't either.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Because I'm and just biting it, and then I. Reflect I'm about to make.
I'll go a step further. Never peeled string cheese.
What? Oh, come on. That's the whole point.
Never had it.
We were poor.
String cheese as a kid. Never had string cheese. The only thing that
only available at those top 50 restaurants that were just published in the world.
No, the only thing that we would have is we would have the cheese that were in the from Hickory Farms. The cheese money. That was usually 2-3 doors down from the Julius.
Damn.
But they were like the little triangle. You would unwrap those.
A little block.
But that wasn't made for peeling. So I never had string cheese until I was an adult. Kids, I didn't. You don't eat it when you're single. We had and that you would usually fold into a foursome kid. But I'd string cheese because it's in a.
That's
you
not
are
true.
Ripping it apart to make the strings.
No.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Now I sound like Giancarlo.
You no longer can attack.
To my
you're
defense.
Also a monster.
In defense, I never had it as a child. I didn't grow up eating it. That's like the person who holds the fork like it's a spear and just stab it down in there.
I hate that.
I do it sometimes. Yeah, it depends on how tough the gristle. String cheese, maybe. But Diane doesn't peel it.
I'm upset with her as well.
Not all the...
She says that's wrong.
Not all... I will sometimes peel it,
no,
but more often than not, I'm eating it like the pretzel stick.
No, there's
no. I don't know if that's right.
In your
no,
head
because
there
you
is.
Have to peel side, so it's already peeled.
I eat it
like a banana.
You spit out the plastic.
I don't eat the plastic. No, I eat it like
no,
a banana.
No, but eating it banana, he doesn't have to worry about the plastic. People,
I peel it all the way out. I peel plastic down, but I hold the bottom still in the plastic. I don't take it all the way out of the plastic. I eat it like. But you,
Chris on Twitter says that he's no longer voting, standing.
Too late. He's that. You know what? That's an excellent point because all the voting is going on right now. It would send a message. Participate in the All-Star game until he eats a Kit Kat the right way, like the rest of the world.
What did you say about a banana? You peel it from the butt end.
From the butt end, yeah.
As opposed to the stem. To the stem.
Don't peel it. You peel it too.
That's a pull tab.
No, it's not. Go into nature where eaten right off the tree. Is from the butt end.
Yeah.
Number one, easier to peel. Number two, you don't get the hairs.
It's weird.
But then
people do that. You think, well, what an animal. And
yes,
it's how technically
you're
currently correct. They're
that's
an animal.
That way.
Oh,
swear to God.
Pain in the ass.
Swear to God, right off the butt end. You pull a banana off the tree. I'm going... having to get rid of the hairs or anything.
He's not as picky.
Not sure how I'd feel if they landed the right way. I'm furious.
From the butt end. By the way, if my kids bit into a Kit Kat like this, by the way, I've never taught my kids. I guarantee you, they break them into four.
People who are way too into candy have pointed at Twic connected.
Oh, they're individuals? Oh, I thought
they're
they
not.
Had
they're two, but they're not connected in the package.
They're just side by side.
They're connected.
Oh yeah, Kit Kat.
It's an animal. Yeah, exactly.
Did you see the?
Don't vote him into the All Star. And I
look
love
at
John
that
Carlos.
Picture.
Wait, which one?
A lot of people.
Is that
a meme? At a meme at some point? The bite of, or what is it? Is it
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Oh. Bubble tape is meant to be unrolled.
Of course it is. Damn renegades.
You can't bite into bubble tape. Banton's from.
Elliot, guy at work, Ashley, when he was younger, he didn't stir yogurt because he never knew. He thought the fruit at the bottom was the reward.
By the way,
just misinformation.
I just read something about yogurt. I don't eat much yogurt at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the I just learned something about yogurt. One of two things. They're never supposed to drain the, I don't know what to call it. I know what I call
like
it.
Like the watery
Yeah,
stuff.
Never drain it. Number two, what you should stir, then eat the yogurt. That's the healthiest part of the yogurt.
Ew.
is the smeg.
I like drink it like a Jello shot.
No. You're supposed to sip that the smeg off the top, and then eat the yogurt or mix it in. But don't drain that. The fruit thing doesn't bother me on the bottom. That's fine.
You don't want to mix it up and enjoy it the whole time.
As someone
who can no longer eat yogurt,
right? Because of the sores,
I feel like you'd be rubbing it in my face if you ate it improperly.
Right. Okay, all right. For a reaction that you do to Stanton here, do you?
No, I mean that's horrifying.
Where am I going, Kaylee? Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Is me?
Yeah. Hi. Who's this? Hey, what's up, Eddie?
I just want to say that I never break apart my Kit Kat unless I'm planning to share it.
Animal. Do you just
eat? I'm an animal.
Do you just eat?
And I also kill my bananas from the top like a normal person.
That's not that. Well, more people do that, but you're not supposed to peel a banana from the stem. So now you're doing two things wrong.
Yeah.
Do you eat?
And I also have taken a bite from the bolt tape, and that's not great.
Get off the phone. Get off my show. That do you at least eat down of the Kit Kat like? Eat it away. No,
I'm
you can't
done
do
with that forever.
I know how you would do it. Eat a spear, snap, eat a snap, eat a spear. It's very, very.
The way he bit that, he's got chocolate on the side of his lips.
Oh, yeah. Take that bite is
like almost he's got chocolate cheeks. It's a huge bite. It wrapped around
pretty
his
wide
mouth. Like a mouth guard.
Line 7. Hi, Elliot. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
I have the perfect.
Go ahead.
People who drink beer through a straw is weird.
You get drunker faster.
No, like I work at a rush request to drink beer through a straw out of a bottle.
You know who used to drink all the time? It used to drive me nuts.
That's funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For luck or something?
No, because that she was taking care of her business.
Oh.
But the, she also was an MBA. But she used to drink all the time. Drove me nuts. Drove me crazy. I think she's a man. She's a killer. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
And I eat Kit Kats without them being broken.
And you're a lady. You're a heart in public, too, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
I appreciate the phone call. Let me come back. Diane's got some news. After that, you get your tickets. I will send you to the sold-out Mumford.
Elliot Morning. Ultimate XL Excursion by Firefly. Listen daily to win tickets, and you'll be in the running to double up and head down to Tennessee. Get on the list to get the unfair advantage of when to listen at XL102Richmond.com. XL102, Richmond's station. Powered by Functional American Glass Art Boutique. Program at RVA Good Times.
From the Neat Traffic Center.
A collision on 95 will slow you if you're heading southbound on 95 between Maury and Bell in the right lane. No worries, 295 and 64. Chippenham 288 in the downtown expressway in good shape. Watch for a crash, Winter Drive.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Get the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card and earn more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through, and no extension on reward. Get more cash back for the things you buy most. Visit bankofamerica.com/getcash.
Aren't made from scratch. Haven't assembled because the instruction manual need to be a member of the Swedish pack. No, our biscuits are made from scratch, like biscuit bakers wake every morning to transform into a perfect golden brown mound of hot buttered biscuit. Get 2 tree fried steak biscuits for free at Hardee's for a limited time participating restaurants. Tax not included.
If you're carriers, Metro PCS would like to see it. Right now, get a free 4G LTE smartphone just for switching. Sales tax not included on LTE. You also get unlimited data talk and text on the nationwide T-Mobile network.
That's not just thinking fast. Now at Metro PCS.
Yes. Minimum offer. Price after instant rebate. Excludes numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. Coverage and services not available at MetroPCS.com for details and terms and conditions.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
Love playing music.
Which means spending a ton of time with us.
So it's important to always bring along something from home.
That's right, like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew Dewshine.
Is that your Dewshine, Tyler?
BK, did you drink my Dewshine?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
And those clear...
Okay, BK, I know it's hard to resist real sugar. Besides, those three bottles under my seat were just part of my stash anyways.
They were?
I got six more shine at Target.
I drink
about five bottles in my jacket.
No, they don't.
The 10 bottles stuff drank them. BK!
Hey, if you're hiding, you're hiding. Better job of it. Like I do.
You're hiding Dewshine?
That's where I got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Man. Never looked in the fridge.
To the Dew with the clear Mountain Dew douche and Dewshine. Available with the
introducing the latest addition to the Dewshine, a clear citrus-flavored dew inspired by the backwoods roots of Mountain Dew. Pick up Mountain Dew Dewshine, 2 for $2.50. Mountain Dew Dewshine, available legally for the first time.
You have a budget in mind for an engagement ring, right? Well, what if you can get her a bigger diamond than you have in mind and come in under and up? Welcome to Diamonds Direct.
Very gratifying to everyone here when what you're looking for less than you intended to spend.
That's Suzanne Stewart, a diamond expert at Diamonds Direct, who says it happens every day.
What if they come into the store, they have way more than they had anticipated at the very same budget, or they simply are able to spend less and put that money towards something else.
Diamonds Direct cuts out the middle. Diamonds Direct has a high volume, low margin business. Yeah, because Diamonds Direct beats anyone's price. It's also because at Diamonds Direct, we know you have other things to spend your money on.
Like a house. All the things that people that are just getting married are doing to build their lives. It's important when you share it with us, we honor it.
Direct, the value leader, where Richmond gets engaged in Short Pump, West Broad Village.
Need cash fast? Call First 255-216-6555. First Virginia can provide you with a line of credit up to $1,000 that can be loaded onto a prepaid Visa card anywhere Visa is accepted. Apply it for whatever you need, even for buying all annual fees, no minimum monthly finance charges, no credit check. You can make payments or access available credit simply by calling 855-216. Getting the money you need has no... Virginia is your trusted neighborhood financial services center. We're open convenient hours, 7 days. Visa are committed to getting you the cash you need easily. Come in and get started. Right now, call 855-516-6. FirstVirginiaLoans.com to find a store near you. That's 855-216-6. First Virginia, your neighborhood financial service issued pursuant to life card, subject to terms and conditions of card issuer. All rights reserved.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Elliot in the morning. Morning. XM.
Forever bring your pain close together, be I call you live, I'll come join the choir, baby.
Alright, hold on 1 second. That is the most disturbing thing I've seen in life. That girl is eating a banana. She eats a banana. It's driving. It's not like she's doing a bit. She's just driving to work. The entire peel and everything. I've seen in my life. It's not as Carl Stanton, but that's disturbing. Although, there's no excusing that. There's no excusing that. All right, we got to get into some. I will give you tickets to see Mumford & Sons. Keep in mind, that show is sold out. I'll also get you into their sound check. 30 minutes from now, let's call it an hour and a half. Madison Ward and the Mama Bear will be in here. You can play music for us this morning. I can't wait till they get in here. Record is so good.
When you dance, they call you funny. So hell, we get real funny, girl.
And no screwing around today, Diane. They have to make a flight when they're done with us.
Yep.
So we'll see Madison Ward and the Mama Bear in here. Hour and a half from right now. Right now. To tomorrow, from Saturday Night Live. Weekend Update, obviously the head writer on the show. He will be on with us tomorrow.
And then later on this morning, I will take a Firefly Music Festival. Anyway, get into some news, please.
TSA screeners at airports across the country got failing grades by undercover agents, fake explosives, and a whole variety of other banned objects, including guns, onto planes. It's failing in 9 of the tests. TSA agents failed 67 out of the 70 tests, which is how they came up with that
perfectly. And I guess they make it sound, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut off. There's like something called Red Team down to different airports, and that's their gig, is to test T. And TSA and security exists, and that they show reports unannounced from time to time. And their goal is, like you said, get guns through security, not follow protocol, and just see what they don't get away with. And so at first, our failing grades is like, okay, well, that...
You expect people...
Sure, it's going to happen.
Here and there to get through.
67 out of it works. And they were talking... There were people, like, from the Red Team that were making it through... Airport security, they're not real bombs, obviously. But with these bombs taped to their body, they were like hidden in a bag or built into a shoe. They were taped to their back. Pissed. Just walking through. Loaded guns, just walking straight through.
So obviously those numbers, Homeland Security, the head of the TSA, and told the agency to revise security procedures, retrain its officers.
How about just start
and
using
some... retest the screening.
Only thing, the only story is this will start all of the stupid TV radio stations from doing the one and see what upgrades there were. And there's always some, mark my words, in the next 10 days, some idiot reporter busted for trying to sneak something through to see if they upgraded the security at whatever airport it is. I love when that happens.
The spring yesterday that abrogated Title VII of the Civil 64. That happened, they say, when an innocent manager denied a woman named Samantha, a Muslim woman, a job because her headscarf violated Amber Kibbitt's caps from being worn on the sale floor.
Okay, but it's part of her religion.
Well,
unless Abercrombie's going to change and not hire salespeople, they're going to hire performers.
Right.
They're screwed.
Now, initially, it was decided that the store wasn't liable because she denied notice of the niece accommodation. But Supreme Court reversed that. Justice Scalia saying here the employer, at least at six, was a religious one. Hire was motivated by the accommodating that practice.
Yeah, no kidding. Stupid. That's a no-brainer. By the way, did you see the other ruling that the Supreme Court had yesterday?
Yes.
We talked about that. And by the way, I believe, not a popular opinion, I believe I said what the Supreme ruled yesterday. The dude who was...
restraining order out against him.
Correct, from his wife. And he was an aspiring musician. And he took to Facebook and sing in raps about... kind of veiled threats about blowing up schools.
Kind of veiled threats.
People about going to the married or just dating who took out the restraining order in the Supreme Court. And by the way, I said I didn't think it was right, but legally I didn't think he did anything wrong.
I can't.
And they ruled that it was just that. They couldn't prove intent, that it should have been perceived as intimidating to somebody. So therefore, he's good to go. Oh, but yeah, he was famous. There's not a school within 10 miles, like, or be within 10 miles, something like that. I don't remember exactly what the lyrics were. And so, holy crap, dude. What the F is wrong with you? It's stupid.
Writing things like arrest until your body is a mess, soaked in blood and dying from all the little...
Right.
That's not threatening.
He felt very intimidated and threatened by that. The Supreme Court said, no, it's just words. I told you it was going to go that way. I told you it was...
Taking a restraining order into account because she obviously felt some danger there.
Yes, and that... Listen, if you feel like there's a fit to protect you, therefore, him just writing all willy-nilly and coming up with creative lyrics for music isn't against the law. Stupid, and I could see where you would be frightened, but I told you that was going to happen.
Also, former Ms. Haster make a court appeal in U.S. District Court in Chicago. This is related to the bank fraud charges against him as the result of him making a small amount, withdrawals, taking out $10,000 reported. Two male students who knew Hastert when he was a high school teacher and a wrestling coach back in the day, that he was accusing being sexual misconduct. Hastert has never has been seen publicly since his indictment was announced last week. So he's got a court date.
So
on
Thursday show his for his pardon me, his arraignment.
Also on Thursday, the FDA is going to review a form of females the third time that they're looking over this medication. Sarin has been rejected twice due to an argument that the benefit doesn't affect things like dizziness.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, wait 4 hours.
Well, I mean, there a lot of people are saying, like, you know, where's the equality in all of it? If a man should be able to take one, why wouldn't it be available for women?
Right, the little pink pill.
As well, exactly. Disney Parks may have found a way around their crowding problem by creating a tiered pricing system would make park tickets more busier seasons, which would then, I guess, encourage people like, when nobody else are going to be cheaper.
Didn't Disney actually prices, like, during the course of the day?
Oh, like early morning?
Yeah, almost like selling tickets at stock market, where depending on what time of day you went was how expensive the tickets would be to buy them. I don't know how I've never been to Disney, so obviously there's probably people that buy them. So that wouldn't work based on, except it would kill walk-up.
Yeah, they would do.
But I don't know if anybody does
silver, bronze ticket, reduced prices. Use those. You buy them ahead of time. You'd only be able to use those during very low times when you want to go to the park.
Right, Christmas.
No, I believe it'd be a gold ticket because that is when everybody's
really?
Off. Everybody's, oh my God, like the busiest time of year at Disney.
I would think it was like a casino where it's just like Jews and Chinese people.
Spring break. Obviously. But Christmas, people are off from school.
Doesn't everybody say
the big parade with Michael and Tim Tebow?
Don't they say the best? This is the best time to go. Is the week right after? Does everybody go back to school? Labor Day.
Yeah,
we know people that do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so right go, and that's the best time to go, and you just pull your kids out of school for a week. Who cares?
First week of school.
Yeah, but you don't learn anything in the first week. Who cares?
Yeah, but it's a little.
What? They're sick.
No, they got to be there for the first day.
No, first day.
You're arguing Disney.
Yeah,
right. Which you refuse to do.
Right, but no. If somebody said, "Hey, I'm going to miss miss school because I'm going to take my kids to Disney because I don't want to stand in 3 hour lines," I'm all in favor of that.
You're asking for that teacher like treat you differently for the rest of the year.
No, they don't care.
No, they care.
They don't care. It's
disrespectful.
It's one less headache in a class.
No, then you got to play catch up with the kid who's been out for the first week.
Yeah, but it's all a recap of the year before.
Don't sit over there.
4 and 7 is 11. You're still figuring out locker combinations.
Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner, shared that she had a panic attack after undergoing a facial surgery that lasted some 10 hours. She said she
surgery ended up going for 10 and then had, they say it's very, very, very common though to have remorse. Type feeling.
Well, yeah, she said she's like, what did I just do to myself?
Once she got over the thing's been fine, hasn't had that thought since. Caitlin, a fan of the big boobs, too. Fan of the big boobs.
See, I thought I read she was the...
Oh, maybe they just look bigger in the outfit.
I think, I agree with you.
Yeah,
especially in that the cover, the white cord.
She even talks about how, is it Brandon, the son? Brandon?
Brody.
No, I think there's a son Brody, but I think there's a son Brandon.
Yeah.
And Caitlin showed Brandon her boobs after the surgery. And Brandon was like, whoa, parent. Oh. You're still my parent.
Apparently, Caitlin chose a very sexy route because people were wondering, like, well, how did you decide what you were going to wear on the cover? I mean, obviously, you had a stylist there and Annie Leibovitz there.
Right.
But they said in part to satisfy the public's curiosity, so it won't be a shock when Caitlyn Jenner goes out, now. Sports, Nats and Blue Jays got rained out last night, so there's a doubleheader today.
Love it.
First is at 7, Jordan Zimmermann pitching at the 1 o'clock game, and Max Scherzer will pitch for the 7 o'clock game. Orioles fell to the Astros, play again tonight in Houston. The Atlanta Hawks unveiling their new logos yesterday. The primary one's really just an updated version of the alternate logo that was out a year ago. Their secondary logo, wings of a hawk lifting a basketball, which is surrounded by flames, satisfying the league rules that at least one logo used by the team includes a basketball.
I learned that yesterday. Yeah, that was a rule.
Never
that's
heard
pretty
that
cool.
Either. Redskins, third time rather in 6 years, moving seats from FedEx Field. They talked of, you know, waiting lists, 200 people long now. Several more thousand seats are gone after a couple of seasons. Demand is needless to say. During
bad seasons, horrible stadium, horrible experience at the stadium.
So they think it's anywhere at 5 to 6.
Since in the last 6 to 15 to 18,000 seats have been ripped out of there. Not so good. Well, you know what? Start winning.
So tight end Jordan Reed going to miss the rest of the offseason training activities after undergoing his knee. Coach Gruden ready for the start of training camp, though. Several sources saying that the Panthers and Cam Newton are finalizing a new long-term deal. He's currently in the final year of his contract, but his new one will run through 2020 and is estimated $1 million.
That's getting paid.
That's a look at news.
XL 102.
Okay, is everyone ready for this?
Yeah.
Got your signs?
Yeah.
Let's do this thing.
It's Mountain Dew. Our demands will be recognized.
Yeah.
Do you hear this cup of Mountain Dew Baja Blast?
Baja Blast.
We want a can too. So Mountain Dew, are you going to listen or?
Hey, your phone's ringing.
Baja Hello? Blast.
Uh-huh.
Who is it?
It's Mountain Dew.
Sounds good. All right.
We did?
We never even put up the signs.
You demanded, we delivered. The intense tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja that's available at Taco Bell is back everywhere else in bottles and cans for a limited time. And this year, the bold citrus punch of Mountain Dew Sangrita too. Get yours wherever Mountain Dew is sold.
What's up, country music fans? Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line.
And we're having a great year, and it just got even better.
Turn with Mountain Dew to Brown to bring you exciting events.
Stop by your local Kroger and grab some Dew today.
And do the Dew.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning. On it.
Call me right now. I have a pair of tickets for you. I was Mumford & Sons. That show is coming out. I will also give you a pair of passes. Their pre-show sound check, which is awesome. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-468. Call me right now. Tickets to go see Mumford & Sons sold out. It passes to sound check.
Elliot in the Morning. Go 102.
Summer will be filled with sunshine days, rains, and more. But with Xfinity for any kind of day. Because only Xfinity offers the cloud-based X1 DVR. So you can watch anything you've recorded everywhere you go. Stream your recordings on your tablet or smart and load them to watch them while you're offline. Xfinity On Demand has the most movies and TV shows available on all your devices. So this summer, your favorite entertainment goes where you go. And that can make any day a little bit brighter. Only with Xfinity from Get started with the X1 for $99 a month. Now for X1 DVR service free for a year. Or ask how you can upgrade to get $500 back. This ends June 21st. So call or visit Comcast.com today. Restrictions apply. Limited to news directs. Accept taxes and fees including broadcast TV and RSNP's extra. Subject to change. After promo regular rates apply. 2-year agreement required.
Did you know that typical fast food guacamole is full of artificial ingredient? Now if you've ever tasted, you know that it tastes something like sodium alginate. Not at Chipotle. We hand mash our guacamole 3 times a day with avocados, onions, cilantro, jalapenos, citrus juice, salt, and that's it. Fresh food the right way. Only on top of your burrito, taco, or bowl can taste not alginate. Only at Chipotle.
Hey, Richmond. Let Ashland help you say goodbye to winter, fishing new juice flavors. Stop in and shop a variety of vaping products, and now offering over 80 unique flavors. Veteran Vapers of Ashland will help you find a combination you'll love. Sad to receive 15% of $5 or more. Owned and operated to the community. Veteran Vapers of Ashland on Route 1. For more info, call 299-2990. Follow us on Facebook, veteranvapers.net.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength medication provides relief for foot irritation and itch. Its super activated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves itching. Odor Eaters medicated powder stops the odor, stops it.
Right here in Virginia, let's welcome Carbon Lee.
Let our love bring
What the?
From Virginia Bands.
Great prizes like a VIP music experience.
Studio headphones and wireless speakers.
Gift cards to all the best concerts.
Or $150,000.
Go to VALottery.com for more. The coolest music, the hottest games. So Virginia Lottery. Tune in. Game on. Odds of winning extra prizes depend on number of entries received.
Lock-In Festival. September 10th through the 3rd, Oak Farm in Arrington, Virginia. Collaborations like never before. Featuring Robert Plant and the sensational Bill Lesh and Friends with special guest Carlos Santana. Mad Dog and the Englishman. A tribute to Joe Cocker. Tedeschi Tessie Trucks Band. The Dream Cheese Incident. A 50th celebration of Jefferson Airplane. Widespread Panic. And so many more. For tickets in the LockInFestival.com. L-O-C-K-N Festival.com.
Right now, the consumer is looking for cigars. Smokers between the ages of 21 to 54 that smoke wine and other varieties to participate in studies in earn up to $150. And now register with us on our new website, consumeropinion.com.
Morning, welcome to Burger King. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sandwich. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A sandwich, silly. I told you already.
Get two Chris Sandwich Sam Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Watch for a stalled vehicle in the right lane of 95 southbound between Maury and Bells Road. No problems with... We're starting to see some travel volume. The bridge collisions on Williamsburg Road at Lewis Road and Williamsburg Road at Clockner Drive.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XL.
Yes, you are.
Hi, this is Paris.
Hey, how you doing, dude?
Good, man. It's just me, my
Morton. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets. You are going to go see Mumford & Sons in concert. That show is completely sold out. So I'm going to give you tickets to that show. Plus, I'm going to you're gonna use those past sound check with us. Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. And again, I hate to keep making promises when it's on, but the last time, the last minute sound check party with them, they were so awesome. They came off the stage. They'll do that again. They did, they were like all kinds of songs. It was awesome. It was so much fun. They may go the other way and just, be up there for 5 minutes and then never say a word. I don't know. But I'm hoping it's like last time. So listen, you hold tight 1 second. Kaylee will get some info from you. And we will, we'll see you at the Mumford & Sons show, all right?
Awesome. Thanks so much.
You got it, dude. Hold tight one, please. So we'll continue throughout the rest of the week. Tickets to the sold-out Mumford & Sons show. With those, you get passes to go, which obviously takes place before the show. So you win those the rest of the week. Also, I'm going to give you tickets to go to the Fireflies place in a couple of weeks in Dover, Delaware. You get 4 days of music. Let's go. I'll give you tickets to that. Every winner gets 4 tickets. That's a sweet-ass prize. So I will give you those a little bit later on. And then don't forget, yesterday... we announced Dave and Elliot's Fortman ride to RFK. So we've teamed up with Dave Grohl. Charity motorcycle ride that'll take place on the 4th of July. Started DC Brow Brewing Company in DC and will end up at RFK Stadium where you will do the Foo Fighters 20th anniversary blowout, which with Hart, Joan Jett, Trombone Shorty, Clark Jr., there's a whole bunch of people, LL Cool J. That will go on sale Friday, so keep in mind on anything,
facebook.com/EITM online. You get information about everything. An hour from now, we get some live music in the studio. Jason Ward and the Mama Bear will be in here in about an hour. Very excited about that. Looking forward. Okay, big story from yesterday, which I feel like was everywhere yet known, was the lion at the... It's almost like a lion park. That's kind of how they explain it.
Yeah.
And where... So this woman was riding through this lion park. I'd love to find somebody who has been to that lion park. It's outside of Johannesburg. Damn it. Now I can't...
It's in like a... is it Gauteng?
I'll call it Lion Park. That can't be the name of it.
Was that maybe the name of the attraction?
Oh, that could be.
Whatever reserve?
I know it's right outside of Johannesburg. It's called the Lion Park. But the way that it's set up is, it's like there's a bunch of lions that are inside this. And they all roam free and they're free. But I guess my point is, it's not like the safari that we went on where there were a couple of lions and a whole bunch of different animals. It sounds like mostly big cats. And they tell you when you're at a winders up, because you don't want some big cat coming up to your car taking pictures. But apparently it's a thing to never...
Maybe a thing.
Three attacks with months?
I saw video they were showing, and I was assuming it was the same place. Kids with, like, their iPads.
Hanging out the window?
Yeah. Important is they're walking up to them. Yeah.
Kaylee, will you see if you can find me somebody who's been to this joint?
Their vehicle?
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't really yell
at
them.
Which is a small woofer.
They're actually better off than we were.
Completely exposed like we were.
Now, we also had a guy.
Had no gun. No gun and was... No, he did not.
I don't remember.
Well, I will tell you, 100, we were getting chased by the elephant. I was standing right next to the guy shining the light at him. And no, I was yelling, shoot him. Shoot him, Troy.
Sure there was
100% no that vehicle. No weapon on that vehicle.
Well, I would like to have been told that before I got on that Jeep.
I feel like we knew that before we got on the Jeep. When you put it that way, died with us, who was stuck in bumper to bumper traffic and couldn't move.
That's right.
So the cheetah that got really close to us,
leopard.
I'll tell you what, it would have killed you. And when you think back, that's actually a lot safer than me in my own car with just my window down.
So yesterday, a lot of big deal about the window. It's like another safari where you're not driving your own car through, and it's completely exposed.
Shouldn't have their window open. It says...
It says
windows
no windows
up. For a reason.
I understand that, but...
Reason, dragged the woman out of the car.
Now, what did we see when we went? A few lions, a handful of lions? There's probably
a lot of them.
A lot more.
Now, also, I would say this. If I were in Lion Park and there was a lion in the car, I would probably... I am not going to have my windows down.
They say that she was just taking pictures. Was it a case where she was looking in one direction and the lion came around from the other side?
I know that she was taking... The lion was 3 feet away from her. I don't know if she put the camera down when it got to... and then lunged into the window, grabbed her, pulled her out of the vehicle, and then finished mauling her. Could you imagine being the...
Well, drive was, so no, under a family member, I don't know what the relation was.
I think there were people
also watched it happen.
Yeah, there were other people in the lion park. Apparently, I did like lion cubs, like at the end, because I saw, and all I was thinking is, man, that is a lot. Same exact place. Yeah, like at the end of the lion park, they have like a place where there's like young cubs. You can pet the cubs.
I did that. Remember
that restaurant where you jumped up on that table and danced with all the Africans? And then they had
the
a lot of the babies. There was one laying right in Shakira's lap, and I was like, God damn, that is a lucky lion. Lion. But if you're the you and I are in the car together, right? And I'm taking pictures, and you're like, bro, and coming.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's what pulls me out and mauls me? What do you do?
Well, didn't they to get the lion off the woman?
Were they driving?
No, staff.
Or the woman drive? Oh, staff did.
Yeah.
But you're in the car. You're not getting out.
Your gut instinct would be to get out.
Mine would be the speed.
Okay?
And jump in my car. Are you not getting that? It's a massive just in my car and pulled somebody out of there. I'm getting away. I'm leaving the park right there and yell, sure and shoo.
You're not.
No, but I'm moving. I'm that animal's coming back at me. That animal's pissed. It's tasted blood.
That's surprising me. It's surprising to hear me say this.
You can't get out of
it. Again, I don't know what the relationship was.
They were friends. They were just friends.
Oh, then I'm driving away.
The
was it other like a kid?
Guy in the car.
Oh, God, no, I,
no. You pull up like
right
probably and
drive right to the airport.
You probably drive up about 10, 15 yards to get away.
No, I'm at the airport.
Actually, you already landed where they called.
I'm in Senegal.
No, but you're not getting out of the car.
Yeah, no, not now. Context.
Unless it's your kid, you're not getting out of the car. And even if it's your kid, you may just like
come on, get away, please.
There's no reason for two of us to die at that moment.
Oh, son of a bitch, animal. Shoot.
Yeah.
We're gonna go over there. There's when this lion got the girl out of the
is
car.
Is it just me or the helpers there too?
But when this lion got there, were two other lions that joined. So you tell me you're gonna go beat off three lions to try to save my. Oh, by the way, because you're also gonna just end up being. How terrifying is that? What does that sound like?
I can't even imagine.
I'm chewing meat off of a femur right there. How terrified you were when there was an elephant chasing you.
Warranted.
Right, no, but that's not a lion with its head in your car.
Yeah, I know.
So now, and take a lion and get in there ferociously coming at you.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta leave the windows up.
I would follow the rules. There's been plenty of photos that have been put out there that show that as you...
Yeah, there's signs up that
you
say...
You your windows up.
Windows up.
But again, we put our...
More danger.
Didn't blink an eye about it.
No, never thought twice. By the way, we would do it again. But I would never drive my own car through a safari.
I don't think I would do that either.
Where we were.
No, I'd off-road it if I had to.
I thought you said you wouldn't do it.
I would never take my car in there. But I'm saying if I was in there and there was some animal, I would just like, stay on the road. I would anywhere. I'm getting the hell away.
At the cliff.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
In a South African preserve.
Hi, hello.
Yes.
Not mauled, though.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Jenna.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
Hi. I was at that lion park.
Were you really?
Yeah, we were there for work. Sometimes we went out to the park. It's not that far outside of Johannesburg.
Right, Jay.
Yeah, so we went out there, a couple of coworkers, and the hotel just set it up for us. So we got in a van with a couple other people and went out there and just we literally saw that. We're not saying that we saw a lion bite somebody's head, but we saw a woman in a car it was like a typical style minivan.
Right.
Her window down on her down. And she was taking pictures with her camera looking the other way. And there was a lion coming towards us, probably 10, 15 feet away. And we were just staring at her being like, oh, my God. Like we're about to die right in front of our eyes.
So what ended up happening?
The lion just sort of, like, meandered off.
Dude.
But it's crazy saying about not getting out of the car from kids. Because there are lions everywhere. Like, they look very...
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's like we show when we went to South Africa and did the safari, which was awesome.
Yeah.
There we saw there were two lions kind of off in a distance. But you couldn't, like, no one could
barely
see them. You could hear them.
Yeah.
But they were way off in the distance. Then there was that chihuahua that was probably walked fast. And at that point, I was like, if that thing jumps in the car, well, kiss my ass goodbye. But your lions are they're all over the place.
They're all over the place. It's basically like a big grassy field, and when you see all the sort of tamer, and you finally get to the lions, and it's basically just like a big backyard or something in it, and they're everywhere in there. They look peaceful because when we were driving it, had these huge pieces of cow, horse, whatever. And so all the lions were super hardy.
They had already eaten, like, right.
Yeah, they already had something to munch on. So I mean, they're massive and they're huge. And you just feel like crazy it would be if you stepped out of the car, like you would be gone in an instant. But it is insane to get to them. Like, you can be 5 feet, 5 feet. They were coming up to our car and we were all screaming and that sort of thing. But in ours, you feel safe, but only...
Right. No, and I would imagine, like. By the way, lions are my second favorite.
Love a lion. Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's number one.
No, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I love a lion. But I'm talking about, like, one of those, like the
male.
Yeah, like with the big, like the king of the jungle.
Yeah.
Love those animals. They're beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
But like, I would imagine just, even if they came up to your car and, like, your handle, like, you would hear them almost, like they're so massive.
They are so massive, and up close and personal, like, you really get a perspective of, like, what they could do to you.
Yeah, they kill
you. Yeah, but at the same time...
But Diane's convinced she's going to get out of the car and beat off three of them while I'm laying.
Like, my kid was getting attacked. That might be instinct.
Oh, I'm saying
mauled, too.
Instinct, but you better act against it.
Yeah, because three other lions would be coming at you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and they can smell that you're all riled all in row. They smell it.
Do you want to die with your kid?
No. Is that too quick? Too quick?
I would. But going on.
Hey, thank you, ma'am.
Remember when we had Boone Smith on, who put himself in the clear box?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And when the animals, those lions, weren't like to push or knock when they were circling. You could hear them.
Yes, that would be terrifying. They've had three attacks in 4 months at the Lion Park.
Well, wasn't some jackass on a bike?
Is that one of the attacks was somebody?
What the hell are you thinking?
No, you really do. Really do. You really do.
You don't do like that, but you do.
No, dang it. If you're gonna ride your bike through wild lions at a place where you place where that they're going, you probably deserve to get eaten.
Was he lost? Was there a reason he was?
You have to go through a gate to get in.
I think the lions bike. Were.
Real?
No, that's the Everglades with the gators. No, did he think he was in a part of the park where there were no lions?
Don't know the answer to that.
He just, unless he thought he was invincible.
Oh, I read the story.
Oh.
Guy was on a bike in park. I'm not taking a bike. And there's no way he went through the gate, so he probably had to throw his bike over the fence, climb the fence, and then go.
You're driving off.
Yes.
Everyone on Twitter and Facebook, car as a weapon.
Oh, that's out pretty of, smart.
Mow him down.
You know what? That's pretty smart.
Pretty smart.
Is it?
I
read
unless,
that. That's to me more ridiculous than Diane and I jumping in. Thinking that's how you're going to... You're probably going to hit your car.
Well, you know what? I got the lions off.
Sorry.
Unfortunately, I rode right over your head. No, maybe you just gun it and start spinning the tire in on. Friday.
What is he doing?
He's pretty smart, though. All right, let me do this. Let me take.
No, you're back at the airport.
All right, Kaylee, will you? If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. Give me one quick break. I'll grab you next.
Elliot in the morning. This is XL102.
We're getting more clarity on the slow go for westbound. It's a stalled vehicle near the Shaco Valley Bridge that has your right lane blocked. Backups go back as far as 9 Mile Road. Watch for collisions right now at Williamsburg Road at Little Worcester Road. Broad at First and on the Hay Road.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm George Alon.
And we love playing. We love
a ton of time right here on our tour bus.
So it's important to always bring along something from home.
That's right. Like the Mountain Dew Dushan.
Is that your Dushan, Tyler?
BK, did you drink my Dushan?
Well, it's just flavor.
Uh-huh.
And it's clear glass bottles.
I know it's hard to resist new Dushan made with real sugar. Besides, those three bottles under my seat were just part of my stash anyways.
They were?
I got six more bottles
in my guitar case.
I drank those too.
Well, hey, I still got five bottles in my jacket.
Mm, they don't.
The tenth of my amplifier?
Drank them.
BK, gotta do a better job of it.
That's where I got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Man, never looked in the fridge.
To the Dew flavor of new Mountain Dew Dushan. Legally for the first time.
Introducing the latest addition to the Dew lineup, Mountain Dew Dew Citrus Flavored Dew inspired of Mountain Dew. Pick up Mountain Dew Dushan, 2 for $2.50 at Speedway Dushan. Available legally for the first time.
This is the sound of real buttermilk being poured. Listen how creamy it is. This is the sound of real buttermilk and flour. This is a mixing bowl symphony. It's beautiful. is made from scratch.
Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon pieces. It is only at Hardtime at participating restaurants.
When there's a job to do, a helping hand is great. But a helping hand that's holding a tough tool you can borrow for free is even better. So check out the free Lono Tone with a huge selection. You can handle even the toughest jobs. See in the zone, AutoZone.
Go to Diamonds Direct for the best diamond values, right? Because everyone knows you can get her a bigger, best price. But girl, for the rings. These days, the ring is just as important as the diamond. They like to show it, post it, tweet it, and get 1,000 likes. Like, it doesn't look like the one everyone else has. That's why Diamonds Direct has the designer rings on wish list. Handcrafted, one of a rose gold, yellow gold, and platinum. No matter what look she wants, classic, vintage, if we have it at Diamonds Direct. All the sought-after designers have chosen Diamonds Direct to be their authorized retailer, including Jack Kalege, Henry Dawkins, Sylvie, Jeff Cooper, Simon G., Kirk Cara, and many more. Over 4,000 rings to choose from. And the best deal, no middleman prices on diamonds, you can get her a world-class engagement ring and budget. Diamonds Direct. Direct Diamond Importer. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods.
Wendy Chin, what's her deal?
This crispy dill chicken sandwich from Wendy's is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it's $1.49, which is like a pretty great deal. And like I love that it's
$1.49 grill on deal, no?
Sounds like with
deal.
Pickles.
Totally.
Exactly.
Wendy's new crispy dill chicken piled with 8 zingy pickles and creamy cucumber dill. Nine.
Now that's better.
For a limited time. Prices and participation may vary.
I'm a smoker, and I just found out that I can by participating in Research Center. It's easy, and I get paid quickly.
Right now, the Consumer Opinion Center is looking for smoke between the ages of 21 to 54 that smoke wine and other flavor varieties to participate in studies in June. You could earn up to $150. And now register with the website, Consumer Opinion Center.
Me could use some extra cash. Sign up with the Consumer Opinion.
There's no better time to get your hands on a Ryobi. During Ryobi Days at the Home Depot, there's new lower prices and special buys on your next project. And because all our 18-volt batteries run 18-volt or will make, you're buying into a trusted system of tools that you can build on for Ryobi One Plus, the one system for, only at the Home Depot. Now, get a drill and impact driver kit for only $99. Offer valid through June, U.S. only. See store for details.
From the top of Hunting Building, W. Washington, W. Richmond, this is the Elliott in the Morning Radio Network.
Who's this?
This is Rakaya.
Hey, Rakaya. Oh, I like that name.
Thank you very much.
What are you? Where is that name from?
It's like an old Arabic name.
I love it. It sounds very, very awesome. Anyway, yes, Rakaya, what can I do for you?
I was calling because I was live last April.
Right.
And, it's crazy. Tons and tons of lines. Like, I can even send you guys the pictures I took. Like, You could literally reach out of a car and touch one. That's how close you are.
How long are you in the follow a path to get through there? Like how is it laid out?
So like when you go see the critic.
That's what I was going to say. The only thing that I could obviously the kind of like a big game reserve, and there was like a whole bunch of different roads that you would travel around. In my mind, though, everything wasn't compacted on you. Next to mind is the ghetto safari in New Jersey, where it's kind of like one road that you get to the end and the baboons are all over.
That's what it's exactly like. Like, if you went to, like, a Christmas village or something, let's just see all the different lights and everything, it's just like that. Like, it's a pathway that you have to drive through. You can't veer off. A lot of people, like, they'll be traffic backups because people want to stop because lines are, like, running or acting crazy. And it's insane. I mean, your adrenaline is on 120 because you're so close to them.
Now, did you keep your windows rolled up?
Our driver was like, somebody was going to leak, so make sure you keep your windows.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, he was like, don't do that. And then there was this car. It was a Mercedes SUV. It was down, and they kept bagging up and going forward and bagging up near them. They would drive real crazy and go off the trail. But they got in trouble, I think.
Hey, let me ask you this. Like when you say that they're all over the place and they're running around, like, is it conceivable that a lion is going to like a car?
Yeah, there was a car. It was like a little tiny, I don't know what, a little tiny European car. And he was really young, a year and a half. And he was just playing with them, but he kept putting his front paws on their front bumper.
Oh, God.
And, oh, they were like, oh, my God. And they were trying to bag up, but they couldn't bag up because people were behind them.
Oh,
and,
my God.
They went in and he was just like, ha ha.
Oh, my God.
Deal with it.
By the way, would you, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Rakaya. I love your name.
You're welcome.
Would you pebble your pants if a lion took his big ass paw and slammed it down on your car?
Yeah.
I would be a mess. You know what probably does somebody in the car start screaming? That's probably lion talk for,
lunch.
You.
And like that's the other thing. Like, it's not like, oh, God, I hope I don't get hurt. They'll kill you.
Well, how about you? Was it last week, the alligator that ripped off the car bumper?
Oh, my God, yes.
No, where was that? I didn't see. Chewed him.
Florida.
But wait, what was Kaylee telling us yesterday? Where her mom is
Louisiana.
Right now working. No.
No, the Louisiana alligator was.
Is where the...
No, her mom's in New Mexico.
Wait a minute. Holy crap. Dude. Do not mess with it. Look at that.
And they do get the commentary in the video, people who are actually filming it, the animal.
Yeah.
And they're lucky that's all that happened.
Yeah, they were backing up towards it.
No, they were like doing it.
Up to this incident.
They were definitely annoying the animal.
Oh, then you get when you mess with the bull.
Dude,
look
later.
At that thing. That thing ripped apart a car.
He later, while the alligator's eyesight of him.
And where's this? Where's
Louisiana. He got out and picked up the bumper. Was like glaring at the alligator through the back.
Dude, I left. That alligator was glaring at him. Just came up and was like, okay, bring it, bitch. Kaylee, So Kaylee's mom's working in Los Alamos, New Mexico. And is it a bobcat that's running around? That's running around. In her neighborhood. So they've been very clear on how you're supposed to act. And maybe it's the same thing as a lion. Fight. And don't stop. Keep fighting. F you. Well, you would. I mean, I would. But if I had a lion mauling me, punching.
Well, yeah, but when they, I guess they
you get one punch in and then you're dead. You're dead.
This cougar.
That's what they're telling Kaylee's mom. Oh, no. If the cougar's out in the, don't try to run from it. You're not going to outrun a cougar. Turn towards it.
They said, like, you're supposed to, if like you're confronted by a bear, you're supposed to make yourself big.
Right.
Make a lot of noise, scare a cougar.
Come and get it, bro. Yeah. Come and get it and fight. And when you get tired, keep fighting. Go F yourself. What am I? Do you know how tired I would be? I would probably pass out. That's where I hope you die of a heart attack before the animal gets to you. I would. Am I going to line one?
Oh, wasn't that the one? It was one where, like, dog in its crate, right? Like, dragged the crate away with the little dog.
The cougar did?
Yeah.
Uh-uh. I'm telling you, do not mess around. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi.
This is Jack. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's going on, Jack?
I went to the Lion 1009.
Man, everybody's been to this lion park.
It was, like, the number one thing to do when we used to do here in Dover.
By the way, like, thank you for calling it. You're supposed to. So, wait. So
I thought she said Dover, and I was like, oh, they have one in Dover by the track now?
Inside the track. Wait, so now, wait a minute. So you went to this again. You went to the lion park, which is a while ago. Was it awesome?
It was cool. Craziest part, which is why I wanted to call in, is that, like, giant tour buses with the wire mesh, and they feed them right out of there. But we're just in, like, a hotel picked up from a hospital in this, like, big white passenger van. And we were critical to the tour bus where they were feeding them, where the guide was.
Right.
But they took a giant hunk and chucked it at our car. So this giant, like, 8-foot lion, like, over to our car, and we were pretty sure we were all going to die.
Holy crap. Hey, can I ask you something? At the hospital?
Hostel.
Oh, the hostel. God, what the hell was going on there?
We were on, like, a three-week trip, so we started in Cape Town and went to Joburg, and we were at the time.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is cool there, isn't it?
It's amazing. It was like a fairy tale.
The, how long ago did we go? Was it five?
It was 2009.
Oh, maybe we were there with her. Was it 09?
I believe so, yeah.
This is about 2 hours away from this park. The Pilanesberg.
Oh, like, that's right. That was Friday. Bakubung. Yeah. Bakubungi.
That's like 2 hours. Because I wanted to immerse myself in the story.
Oh.
I was so close. What happens?
When you want to, I got to tell you, I'd go back in a second.
I would too. I want to see you drive by yourself, though.
No. But like how we went last time, I would do that again.
Oh, yeah. Call Mervis.
Would you go?
You saw the shirt I whipped out after the spelling bee.
Line 7.
Hey, what's up? This is Austin.
Hey, Austin.
Hey, there was actually, I'm not sure which park it was. I don't think it was the same one, but a lion came up to it and actually opened up the door by the handle.
Oh, you know what? I just, that wasn't that long ago that video was going around.
Lock your doors. If you're in front of a black bear, you're supposed to be aggressive. Brown bear, you're supposed to crawl up into a...
I'm not that good when I'm confronted by
dark.
A bear.
It looks kind of brown.
You know, whatever.
Well, a lot smaller than a brown bear. You know, right on you.
You know what? As its claws are able to identify if it's brown or black.
Polar bear. What is it? Or a koala bear. I know it's not a polar or koala.
Dude, koala bear.
I'm not saying that they're the opposite of what they
that's
look.
That's why koala bears need to have
but
a
utility. Feel like
you would be able to identify
between a koala bear and a brown bear.
Okay, no, I'll give you that. Both of them are going to kill you, though.
Yeah.
Koala bear, no, don't koala bears rip your...
Where do they go ear?
Bears eat eucalyptus. They actually get stuff.
I know. That part's awesome. That's why they just like kind of like...
They're passing.
Yeah. No, they're smart. They know what they're doing. I always... Maybe I read that at Outback, but I feel like I always...
Sit on.
No, like on like the little menu where like the face mat thing. But I think koala bears are known for going after your ears.
Enjoy
like
your dinner.
Yeah. That they ears off. Like they maul first.
Don't go to Australia. That place.
I'd love to go to Australia. It's Diane would like, if she was a make-a-wish, that's where she wants to go.
Yeah.
Make-a-wish, boots on the ground in Australia.
List of places I want to go.
Right. So let's go there with Mervis. I want to go somewhere. I really do.
Oh, he needs a reason.
No, we didn't really have a reason to go on vacation. On to
diamonds.
But we didn't see diamonds.
He talked about it, so
he
it was
did.
Like a business expense.
I remember on the bus when Hennessy was going. When we were on the bus, he started talking about diamonds, and everybody was like, "That'd be a super map." And they that would be awesome, though. We got to go somewhere to go. I don't know. Nothing ever gets done. Damn you, Ronnie. I don't want to go to this joint, though. I know what'll happen to me at this place.
What was the last thing we were talking about going...
Running of the Bulls?
...with him, too? Is that it?
That every year.
This is pages.
It is. No, I know.
He has dropped the ball.
Say again?
He has dropped
100%.
With committing to one.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Well, that's not going to help a trip.
Hey, did you mention my coaching me? It's not committed to another trip with us.
Remember when he threw that diamond down in the parking lot and picked it up, and then was a day later was like, oh my God, they found it. Thanks to Ronnie Mervis. We take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
Dave and Elliot's 4th of July Rally in K. Join Dave and Elliot in the morning for an escorted charity motorcycle ride from DC Brow Brewing Company to RFK Stadium. It's for the anniversary blowout. So rally and ride t-shirt, breakfast from celebrity chef Steve Menino of Chef Jeff's, live music, and the ride to Ron and Elliot, complete with VIP mug. Rally and ride today morning through Ticketmaster.com. Already going to the blowout? You still need a ticket to race is limited, so get them quick. It all benefits the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And We Are Family DC. Dave and Elliot's I Rally and Ride to RFK. Get all the details at facebook.com/EITM online. It's in the morning.
XL102. Weekdays after Elliot's. It's the longest set of commercial-free music in Richmond.
Maybe even the world.
We're probably not. XL102 commercial-free music free from interruption. XL102, Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Eastbound running very slow from Street. This is due to a collision in this stretch. Solid vehicle currently blocks the right eastbound along the Shaka Valley Bridge area. Delays go back as far as 9 Mile Road. Watch for vehicle at Staples Mill. Collision, Staples Mill at Worcester Road.
This report is brought to you by Kroger.
Join forces with Kroger to support when you donate to the USO. Kroger will match it dollar for dollar and donate up to $1 million. Donate at your neighborhood Kroger or on heroes.com.
Yes, switching banks can be a hassle, but First Capital Bank makes it extremely easy with our Switch Kit. The First Capital Bank Debit Card. It's the debit card that gives you 5 or 10 cents back on every purchase you per dollar. Yeah, cash back. Visit onecapitalbank.com. First Capital Bank. It's your money. Let's make it work. Member FDIC.
Opening of Clouds Vapor Midlothian Super. Quit smoking with Clouds Vapor. Over 25 premium brands and brands such as Suicide Bun, Ruthless, Lost Art, Jimmy the Juice Man, and the Cloud Science. Knowledgeable staff to help you quit smoking today. Get advanced vapor. Clouds has everything you need with over 10,000 flavors to create at the mixing bar. Visit 111003 into the Wawa or our second location in Chester. Open 7 days a week. Clouds Vapor.
Hey, it's Elliot for Pearson Mazda. You already know about Pearson Mazda's 7-mile warranty on certified pre-owned Mazdas. Now you should know Pearson Mazda or certified pre-owned Mazda any other dealer in Central Virginia. These are Mazdas that look new, but with pre-owned pricing. And with a longer warranty than most new. Pre-owned is the way to go at Mazda. In the West End, stand at the corner of West Broad or online at PearsonMazda.com.
Right here in Virginia, let's welcome Jukebox the Ghost. The Ghost.
What's on the music from Virginia bands?
Great prizes like a VIP music experience.
Stereo speakers.
Gift cards. Concerts.
Or $150,000.
Go to VALottery.com for the hottest games. Summer Jam from the Virginia Lottery. Tune in. Get to winning extra prizes depend on number of entries.
Time to fuss with lunch? Introducing Chinello's new lunchbox deals. 6-inch sub. Fries and a drink, $6. Drink, $6. Pizza and drink, $6. Pick up or delivery from one of their 6 area locations. Call now only at chinellospizza.com.
People come to Diamonds Direct because of our value and unrivaled selection. Even more is our after the guarantees. It starts with a 30-day no questions asked money back guarantee and a 90-day nationwide price guarantee. We'll not be stuck with it. Then we dance for life on any purchase. Ringside finish free. New appraisal free. Need a stone tightened? No charge. Even if you accidentally count an accent diamond, place it at no charge. Charge you for, we give you free. And while other jewelry stores require you to have your jewelry warranty intact, at Diamonds Direct, inspections are not required. And when you're ready to upgrade that diamond, they'll give you 110 purchase price toward the new stone. 10% guaranteed appreciation when you trade in for a larger stone. Diamonds Direct. Extraordinary value before, during, and after. And at Southwest Broad Village across from
home. Now, the Consumer Opinion Center is looking for cigar smokers between the ages of 21 to 54 that's other flavor varieties to put in June. You could earn up to $150. And now register with us on our new opinioncenter.com.
Game. It's a way to become a true hero. Ants grow stronger. You grow stronger. Until eventually, you start talking like this, like a subwoofer that went twice. You say words like forsaken and vengeance. Even your lunch order sounds like a cool catchphrase.
It time.
So a voice. Have a public worships you voice. Join in a game of war lines to free at the App Store.
I'll give you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance.
Back to on XL 102.
And I woke up every morning at the crack of dawn to the screaming inside her head. And it was worse, and it really was. And she could ruin this for everyone. He checked out every morning soon as she got up. Sometimes she changed her gray clothes. But she never looked as good as she thought she did. And it never was the way that it was. Don't you know you gotta tune her out, or she'll wind up your skin.
Tell you
again and again.
Don't forget, Madison Ward and the Mama Bear will be here soon. Get live music in the studio from Saturday Night Live. He does. I want to go back real quick earlier. Now, though, what is it? It's the best restaurants, the world's best restaurants.
Listen up, Ronnie.
The
That's our tour.
That's Ronnie Mervis.
The 50 best restaurants in the world? May as well just throw this list out. Leslie's taking us to one of them.
Number one.
Okay. Well, then you'll be going to... oh, boy. Mind, this is in the world, not in America. Hey, El Cellar de Can Roca. You guys accepting reservations? Woo. You guys on Open Table?
He's for Joe Gibson.
that is in Girona, Spain. Don't even know where that is. Know where Spain is, Diane. Uh-huh. And I know where Barcelona and Madrid are. I haven't even heard of Girona.
Girona?
The by the way, I give you credit, for a jabroni joke, but instead you went with my Girona.
It's actually right near Barcelona. I'm very familiar with Barcelona.
Well, I don't know the suburbs. So yeah, El Cellar de Can Roca in Jane, followed by Osteria. Francescana. Osteria Francescana.
That's Italy.
Yes, it is.
You heard that episode of Chef's Table on Netflix.
Oh, is it really?
They feature. Is it Chef?
Yeah. They don't have his name. It's just. It's in Modena, Italy. Modena.
Osteria Francescana, I think, is the name of the restaurant.
Yeah, Ontario, Osteria,
Italy.
The Francescana, Modena, Italy.
Yeah, that guy seems awesome.
Does he really?
He's very. Oh, I didn't say that. He actually, the restaurant now is accepted, but he wanted to take what everyone in Italy knew from their, and deconstruct it and reconstruct it.
Well, people went nuts.
The locals hated him and thought it was blasphemous. He would have, his restaurant would be packed.
Chew was stupid.
But in the area.
Oh, so it's all tourists.
Well, no, it's not tourists. You have to be.
Oh, really?
But it's, he worked in New York for a while. Who's obviously very passionate about,
What? That's good to hear. Mind one of these places is stiff and Noma in Copenhagen for three.
Yep.
There's another place on the place on.
Talked about that place before.
Noma?
Yeah.
We have?
Yeah, isn't that place right on the water? And they literally catch stuff. Or,
oh, dude, that sounds awesome.
I think, but they also have a lot of weird things.
Oh, I'm going to give you a warning when we're done with this about catching things and eating them.
You don't remember when we talked about our dishes as well?
Would I like it? Was it stuffy?
You're adventurous.
Anything.
See, I didn't see it on this.
Number four, although it's probably pronounced like Central, in Lima, Peru. I'll never end up there. Finally, one in America. By the way, I say that this one never.
Finally.
Alton Park in New York. Then you at number six, Mugeritz, San Sebastian, Spain. Probably not how it's pronounced. Dinner in London is number six. There's not that many Narzawa in Tokyo. Dude, let's go to Tokyo, please. If I can go anywhere. No, that's not true. I really want to go to Tokyo, though. See Sonia Thomas when she did that scene in Balcony. Do I pronounce it, Tyler? Is it Dom or D-O-M?
Oh,
that's in Sao Paulo. And then number 10 is Gagan. Horrible name for a restaurant.
That one.
Bangkok, Thailand.
So I guess
now it does make sense, though.
11 Madison Park.
Right.
I guess.
Oh, that's no.
That's
number five.
Right. The first one that's in the U.S.
Oh, yes. That number five. You were saying it was number 11. Yeah.
25 a person.
I'm sorry?
It's a multi-course tasting.
Those.
Of any allergies or dietary restrictions.
Yeah.
But it's 225.
And then there's number 11. Then you start getting into like France and stuff. Mirazur or something. That's in Minton.
Other U.S. entries.
Or Pisa. Lairpage. Wait, the ones in the U.S.?
No, there's one in Chicago.
The Test Kitchen in Cape Town. We didn't go there.
Cape Town, what state is that?
South Africa. No, I'm just... No. Alinea? It's number 26. That's awesome. That's not bad at all. Hey, is in New York. Copenhagen. How does Copenhagen
Say again?
That's Weldon's place.
That's awesome.
I feel like we've talked about...
Have you been to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Alinea or Alinea before. That's like 2 to 3 months after.
Can't go.
The Chicago one.
Plaza Athenae. That's... Hey, where would you like to go eat? Go eat. I got to get Elaine Ducasse Plaza Athenae.
It's on the app.
Here we go. Pocanto Hills, excuse me. That's in New York. By the city.
Oh, that's another Chef's Table episode.
Oh, is it really?
Is that the really? That's the guy who does
Blue Hill.
Blue, yeah, yeah.
Blue Barnes.
Dan? Is that his name, Chef Dan?
Doesn't say on here. Blue Barnes. And then the French Laundry is in the U.S. That's in California. That's like north of San Francisco. That I look for around here. Won't go to any of these. And by the way, I bet if you walked into any of them, you wouldn't be like, oh my God, this is the most fabulous thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Look at that. I bet it's pretty good. That it's a good meal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think if you went to Elaine Duke Authony...
We would never get there. We would never...
Hey, just tell the cab!
...get to eat there.
Oh, but I did want to tell you, you mentioned the thing, food. What was the name of the restaurant? The one in Copenhagen?
Noma.
There is a warning that now...
Favorite Red Sox.
Oh, wait, where's the warning? Here it is. And this warning came out... But I feel like it's good to know everywhere, especially with as bad as the storms have been across the entire country. But health officials in New Jersey came with this warning for it's worthy to be passed on. If fish are hanging out on a Newark sewer grate street, you did not free dinner. Warned Newark health officials. Flash flooding from head causing ponds and streams to over, allowing fish to escape from filthy pond water to even filthier puddle water. Come and eat them, no matter where you are. If there's a fish on the side of the fish in a puddle,
my favorite
fish just kind of hanging out in a place where you see it, do not get home. That's not okay for eating. But what do when you see a story like this, you have to think of forbidden fruit. That warning goes out because are doing it. So with all the flooding that's taken place, fish in a puddle or on a grate on the street, the hell, it's not good for you.
Until airplane starts playing in the world of contaminants.
All right, break some news. After that, tickets to the Firefly. That's that. Live music from Madison Ward and the Mama Bear.
Elliot in the morning.
Going forward, 64 westbound from Valley Bridge. A stalled vehicle in that stretch has your right lane blocked across the shock of several collisions to watch out against at Mayland Drive. Also, Brussels Mill at Chantilly Street, Worcester Road.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that feeling. It was this house. But because since there's no place like it, action just as special. Allstate agent can help you customize an Allstate house and home insurance policy for your home. Give you that right feeling, we'll have protection that's just right too. Plus, your Allstate agent can point out lots of ways to save, like extra savings every year you don't file a claim. That feeling you have is that you should call an Allstate agent today.
Get help with home insurance from someone who lives for all one of 43 Richmond area and save up to 20 to 25%, with features optional. Coverage subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent in good hands.
Our biscuits aren't made from cabinet you still haven't assembled because the instruction manual is written in a code you need the Swedish embassy to crack. No, our biscuits are made from scratch, like wake up at the crack of dawn and transform buttermilk and flour into a perfect brown mound of hot buttered two made from scratch country fried steak biscuits for $3.50. Only for a limited time participating restaurants.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending a ton of time right here on our tour bus.
So it's important to always bring them.
That's right, like a few bottles of new Dushan.
Your Dushan, Tyler?
BK, did you drink my Dushan?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor.
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know Shine made with real sugar. Besides, it was just part of my stash anyway.
Hey, where's Shine in my guitar case?
I drink those too.
Well, hey, I still got five bottles in my jacket.
No, you don't.
The amplifier?
Drink them.
BK!
Hey, if you're hiding Dushan, you gotta do a better job of it.
Like I do.
You're hiding Dushan?
That's where I got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Never looked in the fridge.
Do the Dew with the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dushan. Available legally for the first time.
Introducing lineup, Mountain Dew Dew Shine, a clear citrus-flavored dew inspired by the backwoods roots of Mountain Dew. Pick up Mountain Dew Dewshine at Speedway today. Mountain Dew Dewshine, available legally for the first time.
Well, Billy wanted to put the kick back into his 72 hulking piece of American muscle, but he was missing some tools. AutoZone turned him onto their Loan-A-Tool program. And when Billy heard that renewed engine roar, why, that starter dish of his turned into a bushy testament to his manhood. And we don't call him Billy no more. We call him That's Bill Bill Zone from Let AutoZone help find yours.
AutoZone. His one-day mattress sale is to sale today and save up to 60% on select Sealy, Serta, and Beautyrest Beautyrest. Simmons Queen sets starting at just now and Sealy Posturepedic Queen sets just now. Plus, get free delivery on Tempur-Pedic and more. Only Sleepy's has mattress professionals to find you the most comfortable mattress. Sleepy's has the largest selection of name brands. Forget the amateurs. Trust Sleepy's, the only mattress professionals.
When head in, what's her dill?
This crispy dill chicken sandwich from Wendy's is awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's $1.49, which is like, I love that it's crispy dill.
Yes, $1.49, if you know.
Sounds like we all love dill.
Dill.
Pickles.
Totally.
Exactly.
Wendy's crispy dill chicken. Pie cucumber dill sauce for just $1.49. At participating Wendy's, participation may vary.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with maximum strength Medivide for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. Its super activated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat and relieves itching. Odor stops the itch.
The Home Depot has Behr Premium Plus Ultra starting at just $31.98 a gallon. So let's do paint that's perfectly at home. Behr Premium Advanced Stain and Scuff Blocking Formula. So it stands up to your life, whatever you're with right now, and keepers to come. Let's do this. It's Ultra, starting at just 30. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only.
Elliot in the morning.
Done what you can. Winds break, you still got your hands. So carry your sorrows, woes. Oh, carry your sorrows. Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's Elliot in the morning. Get into this. After that, I have 4 tickets to go to all 4 days of the Firefly Music Festival in Dover, Delaware. You'll see Sir Paul McCartney, Foster the People, or Frank Cage the Elephant. 4 days of music, so you get 4 tickets. You and 3 friends will go to all 4 days. Then after that, Madison Ward and the Mama Bear will join us in the studio. Let's get into some news.
With the airlines, police searching a U.S. and its passengers after Philadelphia early this morning.
Is this another hoax threat?
Yeah, plane had taken off about 10:35, passing in Philly at 6:15. And I guess the TSA operational threat saying there was some sort of explosive device on the plane.
Well, remember, they said this goes on every single day. Like when there was the day one. But then what was the one we were just talking about yesterday? Oh, in New Orleans.
Yeah.
They had to bring one in.
Yep. Turned out they declared the threat, moved the plane to a remote area, did the search of all the passengers as well, and there was nothing dangerous. Played in court yesterday during the Murado movie theater killer James Holmes showed him telling a psychiatrist value unit of worth for each victim who died that night. In the exchange, which took place last year, he told the psychiatrist out of the killed, I was people than I was before. He also did say that he regretted that a child had rolled for saying that he carried out the attack specifically to limit the number.
Let's say like the, I got value points. You're like, this dude's crazy. But then you hear him go, hey, by the way, I purposely did this at a midnight screen. The likelihood of there being children there would be low. And I don't want to hurt any. This guy is, I mean, smart, but he knows what he's doing.
Exactly. Which is why the psychiatrist said he was legally sane.
Right.
At the time of, there was another statement released on behalf of Petco yesterday. This is in the wake of Colby,
in
Chesterfield. The statement reads in part, we are in contact and coordinating with local animal services to understand what whole situation. They go on to say, do not use heated dryers in any Petco grooming salon. Confirmed there was no heat used in the drying process during Colby's groom. Other still being investigated. The monument will be closed until at least Thursday for more elevator repair. That apparently has been a problem caused by repeated elevator shake from power problems. They're trying to figure out the source of the electronic issues with these continuing problems. No access until at least Thursday.
Yeah, hope nobody was planning to travel.
South Lindsey Graham ready to be commander-in-chief on day one, he said. The Republican making his announcement in his hometown yesterday. More experience with our national security than any other candidate in this race. That includes you, Hillary.
Ooh.
Boom.
Man, right at her. He would be the first bachelor to be president. Can you name either two?
There were three.
No, two.
No. He would be the third.
Right. Which he'd find. I believe Bannon, if I'm remembering my presidential trivia, Cleveland and Buchanan would be the two.
If you're remembering what you just
said. Could be.
Yep. Vince Vaughn, very much in favor of leaving schools, telling the British edition of that, quote, in all of our school to have guns on campus, so again and again, these guys go and shoot up these schools. There are no guns there. Guns is like banning forks in an attempt to stop making people. Went against his statements yesterday. Judd Apatow tweeting, 32,000 people die in the U.S. every year. As I say, we shouldn't find ways to lower is ridiculous. It looks as though a British woman has been sentenced to 2 weeks in jail for reportedly and repeatedly in her court-mandated noise ordinance because she's too loud having sex.
Gemma Wale. We talked about her.
Is it Wale?
That's what I go with. I see W-A-L-E. It's Wale.
Several complaints coming in because they're so loud. Not only when they're having fighters, too. Arguers.
Yes. No, but remember, they got put on a warning.
Probation, yeah.
On a sound warning. And sure as hell, 5 a.m. one morning, they were up going at it.
Yep.
They were just like, this is ridiculous already.
Call the police, and yeah. She's going to end up serving
2 weeks in jail.
Weeks. Yep. Moving on to sports, the Nats rained out last night. Hopeful to get in a day-night doubleheader today.
Looks good out right
with
now.
The first game. The first game is at 1, and then the nightcap will be at 7 o'clock to the Astros 5-2. They'll try again tonight or play again tonight in Houston. Grand slam from Mark Teixeira. 7-2. Clayton Kershaw's 11-4 last night. Also looks like the Bulls are going to go ahead and get their coach. They have hired Iowa Stayberg, 5 years, $25 million. We should find out penalties today that will be levied against two NASCAR drivers who got out of their vehicles in Dover over the weekend. Truck driver, Jeb, and then, of course, Sprint Cup driver, Trevor Bain. They usually on Tuesdays. 5-year-old former Marine and retired has shattered the ring, the one that was just broken last. Now it's like everybody does some.
Quickly turning into a Diana. It's enough. Thanks for a long time.
It's still impressive. So it was 4 hours, 28 minutes was the Danish guy who beat the record last week. This guy, who actually did it as a fundraiser to benefit the Semper Fi Fund for injured veterans.
Right.
5 hours, 15 minutes.
They say you should start just a minute at a time. Work up from there.
That is a look at news and sports.
XL102.
Sir, today I'm waking you with instead of your alarm.
Sure, you'd love this kind of help in the morning.
I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out a fresh to death outfit for you. And here's your breakfast, ranch and biscuits.
But at least make you breakfast. Right muffin sandwich with a medium bay coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For the time, prices and participation may vary.
Listen to your taste buds. They got your back. You get an ice-cold Coca-Cola from McDonald's, and then you realize it's just a dollar. Or when they tell you to cope for the lady in line behind the number. Your taste buds deserve a bro hug right now. But since they don't have hands, a sip of Coke is the next best thing.
Isn't it time to taste buds some love? Enjoy any size Coca-Cola drink or sweet tea from McDonald's for just $1. Prices and participation may vary.
Back to Elliot in the Morning, 2.
Let's go. But I'm Gerald, yeah. And I can always she's the baddest I will, but you know Eve Salem.
866-26-235-68. Call me right now. I will give you a 4-pack of tickets. You go to the Firefly Music Festival, I will get you into all 4 days. 4 tickets for 4 days. Paul McCartney, The Killers, Foster the People, Bastille, Cage the Elk, and a whole bunch more. To Elliot, 866-235-5468. We'll get a winner. Mama Bear, join us next.
Elliot in the Morning. This is XL 102 after Elliot.
64 West from Nine Mile Road to the Chaco Valley Bridge. An earlier stalled vehicle that at one time had the right lane blocked has cleared, but still a slow go. Stalled vehicle, Hermitage at Gibraltar Drive. Collisions Gaskins at Mayland Drive. Brook Road at Chantilly Street.
Yes. Richmond, get ready for the perfect Bud Light presents the 30th year of Innsbruck After Hours. Featuring George Funkadelic, master of the groove, George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. Thursday, June 4th, one of the most influential artists in the Get your tickets for George Clinton and Clinton at InnsbruckAfterHours.com or charge by phone at 423-1790. George Clinton Funkadelic. Nothing tops a Thursday evening with George Clinton and... It all happens Thursday, June 4th. All your friends will be there. Where are you gonna be? Brought to you by Ram Trucks, Brickman Landscapings, Constant Brands, and Kona Grill.
Need cash fast? Call Virginia at 6555. First Virginia can provide you with a line of credit up to $1,000 onto a prepaid Visa card and be used anywhere Visa is accepted. Use your line of credit, even for buying online. No minimum monthly finance charges, no credit check. You can make payments or access available credit. Simple credit. 5-216-60. Money you need has never been easier. In your trusted neighborhood, financial services are open 8 hours, 7 days a week. Our helpful associates are committed to getting you the cash you need. You can get started right now. 855-216-6555 or visit firstvirginialoans.com to find a store near you. 55216-6555. First Virginia, your neighborhood financial service and service credit card issued pursuant to the personal license from Visa U.S. and conditions of card issuer. All rights reserved.
To make fast food beans, get beans and a lot of artificial ingredients like tertiary. Then cook until you smell ready. Make Chipotle's beans, gently simmer beans with a few real ingredients like... It's pure Chipotle.
Don't miss the grand opening of School of Rock Midlothian this Saturday from 10 until 4. It doesn't matter if you're 5 or 75. Learn to rock on stage with other musicians. 4925 and schoolofrock.com for more info.
The new Wyndham Rewards is simple. 15,000 points earns you a 5,500 Wyndham Rewards hotels. Start 3,000 bonus points this summer. Sign.com. You've earned this.
O'Reilly. Changing your own motor oil can save you money and time. And O'Reilly Auto Parts, the O'Reilly ties you need to get the job done quick. Pick up an oil change kit from O'Reilly Auto Parts for $5. It includes shop towels, a funnel, drain pan, and hand cleaner. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices.
Auto Parts.
XL1 Big Field Day artist.
And I have my favorite gentleman, Small Pools.
You guys are the last music of the night.
I didn't think if it wasted, it won't even matter.
Don't call me out like that during my interview.
More at BigFieldDay.com. From the top, winning building, WWDC Washington, WRXL Richmond. This is the Elliott and the Alino Radio Network.
Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, who are you? Hey. Who are you?
Silver Spring.
Oh, dude, I've got to go with you. I'm going to give you 4 tickets, so you and 3 friends. You will spend 4 days in Dover, Delaware. I will get you into all kinds of the Fly Music Festival. Certainly the Killers, Foster the People, Matt and Kim, and a whole bunch more. So do me a favor. You hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee's got to get some info from you, and you enjoy the Fly Festival, all right?
Oh, my God, Bonnaroo the weekend before. I'm going to have the best 2 weeks ever.
Oh, you're going to go to Bonnaroo?
Dude,
I know people that are going to Bonnaroo also. You're going to hear from them in 1 second. Hold tight 1 second for me. Hold on 1 second, please, dude.
A sip of chicken pie. You're gonna not be in fly. Left
between you and your telephone. Sir, ocean view. Your sister agrees, and your brother got the notion too. I'm not in about the focus on the face, 'cause I feel you back with the fortune that my ocean weaves. Say,
just coming off of a couple of shows here in D.C. Soon to be up on stage at Bonnaroo. Please welcome Madison Ward and...
Hello.
How's it going?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, you're doing pretty
great.
Good. How are you?
So excited. Well, love it.
Thank you, Elliot.
Was our city good to you for the last couple of days?
The city was great. It was, we get to play... Obama.
I
don't know what to think. The people would have been mad because all this, nobody could get in. So.
Did you have fun while you were here?
Yes,
oh,
we did.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Good.
Ate at some cool spots and, great crowd and nice and friendly. It's been great.
God, you guys are like I don't want to say like up and coming thing, but you guys are like the biggest thing right now. Like, it's awesome. it's a great time for you guys right now.
And getting so much support. We couldn't ask for more.
I hope obviously the record just recently came out.
Right, right.
God, the record is so good.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh my God, it is so, and Mama Bear, am I calling you Mama Bear?
You can call me Ruth. Mama Bear. Just go ahead. last night, I'm just signing off.
Right. Well, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Oh, no, you're not.
All.
Oh, you're okay. Not. Oh, no way.
But I saw something where you, the record comes out, but a copy of the record.
Yes.
But I saw, once you saw that it was going to be yellow, you were like, all right, that's fine.
That's it. Let's get the whole thing out. My favorite colors.
Forever.
And, back in the day, you know, it was black vinyl.
Right.
And when I knew you could get color strip.
it was going to be pink at first.
Yeah. My favorite, yellow. And then when I saw it, oh, man.
So you got to vinyl was going to be?
Yeah.
Man, you are in charge of everything. Everything.
Trust me, I'm not.
Hey, let me ask you this. Who's, Madison, between who's, who, like, who is now?
Who's love and life?
Right.
I'm always by nature.
Are you really?
So,
wait, why are you so pessimistic?
I'm working on it. I'm not going on. I'm seeing a therapist.
You know what?
Enough to be pessimistic.
I feel 76, but no. We're both loving a great time, and I don't know which of us is loving it more. Or what do you think, Mama Bear?
I think it's equal. Yeah.
Now, but I mean, obviously, Mama Bear, you've known Madison his whole life.
Yes.
Madison, since you're able to start remembering, you would know Mama Bear.
Right.
By the way, if you broke that news right now,
number one show.
Exactly. In fact, we made news.
Rating, Madison, talk about the deal.
I don't know. You were sitting there.
And then you really would need a therapist.
We're going to have to talk in the Uber.